You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Jersey Please. Jerks is the name. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Don't forget you can email us at riotcast or at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. And make sure you download the app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. Download the Riotcast app, and then if you have a Droid, download the TuneIn app. Merry Christmas.
Focus.
Santa Christ. Was just here. I can't.
Fuck off. Stupid woman.
I love Santa. I was so excited. Fabio was like angry about it.
I wasn't angry about it. Just stupid.
You were kind of angry about it.
No, I'm angry at you.
No, you were angry about it.
No, I'm angry because you keep telling me I'm angry about it.
Because you are. Admit it.
It's just like the scene from Bad Boys 2 where Martin Lawrence is at the...
Oh, I ain't shrink. Angry.
Yeah, that's exactly how I
No, I'm not angry.
You're like a fucking gnat.
Here we go.
At a barbecue.
Bugging the fuck out of me.
You are Grinch.
You are a cunt.
You are Grinch.
You're a meanie.
Yeah, might as well start it off.
Mr. Grinch.
I don't like Christmas.
You really are a
It's a marketing holiday.
You're as cuddly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
It's not even a real holiday.
You're a bad banana with a...
on Christmas Eve or Christmas.
That meal.
I hate Christmas music. I hate people. I hate retail. I hate traffic. I hate long lines. I fucking hate Christmas.
You're a monster.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
You miserable fuck.
So you don't
so
like
you're
Christmas.
Miserable.
That was a song. That wasn't me.
That was the remix.
Yeah, there was no DJ Clue at the beginning of that.
Need some horns.
DJ Sirens. Alphabet Soup.
Shut up.
None of that.
Come on.
You're a DJ now? You're not an MC?
I don't know. Maybe I'll do that on the weekend.
Take a fucking sock in it, you cow.
I'm not a cow.
No, you're not.
No, I'm
Melissa,
not.
You are not a cow.
I'm no cow.
No. You're a lot of things, but a cow's not one of them.
Fucking drooling idiot.
I'm a black pig. Yeah, I'm a black pig.
You drug addicted motherfucking whore.
Oh, Jesus. That escalated quickly.
That wasn't me. I don't know where that came from.
Poor slut bitch.
That wasn't me either.
God damn it, it's Christmas.
Holy shit.
Merry Christmas.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
Merry Christmas.
She's a whore.
Come on, stop.
You little whore.
What the fuck is going on? This is not how we start.
This is how we finish
the week of Christmas. Jesus.
This is our version of the holiday show.
Oh.
You sick cunt.
Evil.
Jesus.
You are all evil. Christmas Grinches.
You make me sick, you fucking baby.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
Stop using that one.
Yours are like the most offensive to her for some reason. I don't know
that
why.
That one in particular is. It's kind of,
but all the ones you really hate always come from
her. I know.
From
her. I don't like it. Stop. It's offensive.
I don't know.
You're a fucking bitch.
Oh my god.
Do you know that you're the dumbest fuck I ever met in my whole life?
That's okay.
You got a problem with that, you can go fuck yourself.
That stupid, stupid bitch one bothers me. I don't know why.
Fucking retard.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
All right, let's move on.
You dyke.
So, Five, are you in a bad mood because it's getting closer to Christmas?
I'm tired, man. I fucking worked very long, and I've had no sleep since God knows. I don't even know. I don't
are
know
you
what
working
day
a lot of overtime?
Yes, and I'm weird hours.
Like, man.
Yeah,
your shift is extending.
I don't even know how to take that comment at all.
Your eyebrow went up like a caterpillar.
I didn't know caterpillars' eyebrows go up.
You know when they inch? Like,
I can already tell you right now, one of us got ended up dead tonight.
You're not in a good mood.
No, I'm just really, really fucking tired. I got to go back to work at 3 in the morning, so...
Do you have to be in at 3?
Yes.
So you're not sleeping at night?
Probably not.
Did you sleep today?
No.
That was stupid of you.
Like I had an opportunity to.
Pulling the kettle black.
You didn't have an opportunity to take a nap?
I got home from work, what, 2.5 hours ago?
Holy shit, really? You're working like that?
Yeah.
Holy cannoli.
Yeah.
You're like a slow plow driver.
A slow plow driver.
Stupid, stupid bitch.
I'm really fucking stupid. Snow. I mean,
Oh,
man. I just slipped out my word a bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, slow plow. That's right. Just like a slow plow driver.
Shut up. Did you finish your Christmas shopping? I don't know what that one was either.
I got like a couple left, but it's nothing. Just a couple gift cards is going to take me no time at all.
You can't go to Wawa?
No. I don't know anybody who lives in a trailer.
They sell all types of different.
No, not those kind of gift cards. Like,
I mean, they
classy ones. I got to get.
They sell a shitload of gift cards at Wawa. That's why.
I know, but I got to get classy gift cards to
like
classy
what?
Places, not chain stores.
Because classy places are important. We were talking about this before you came.
Okay, I was gonna fill me in because
all right. Before you came, I was talking about how I like gift cards.
Okay.
And then Marco said, yeah, but sometimes there no thought really gets put into
it. Personal. People don't like
Yeah, they're not like personal enough.
I would definitely agree with that. They are more on the unless somebody outright says, I want a gift card to whatever, then other than that, I think it's
But I was saying
there's no thought in a gift.
I was saying that if they put thought into the place, it's a thought.
I really, every time I think of Amazon, I think you're titty. So I'm going to get you an Amazon gift card. No, I'm just saying, like, it doesn't make sense. Like, it's just, there's no thought into it. It's just it's more of a cop-out gift.
But you are specifically going out to go to get gift cards to classy places.
Right, places I know will be appreciated.
Like, exactly, that's what I'm trying to say. That it is, it's not that personal if you pick good places. It can be more personal.
Okay, but what good places can you get at Wawa?
Well, no, I just was saying Wawa, but then you said you want classy places.
No, I don't want it. I just know the people that I'm getting it for.
So you're putting thought into it.
Correct.
That's good.
Right.
So then the gift card gift.
It's either that or I show up at the dinner and wait for them to finish and then pay for the dinner. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could do that.
No. No. I can't even say why I wouldn't do that.
I know what you're saying, though. But what I was trying to say is that a gift card can become a very thoughtful gift.
It can.
Yes.
If it's a high dollar amount.
High dollar amount and to a place that you really like.
$500 gift card to the Washi Washi.
What's a Washi Washi?
The... The place where you get massage and a happy ending?
Robin Tug.
I thought it was a place to wash your car.
Yeah, that's it. Get your car detailed while you're getting a blowjob.
It sounded like a car wash.
You want to hit a Robin Tug?
It's a good concept.
Yeah.
Get your car washed, get a blowjob. Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Get a blowjob while you're going through the car wash. Even perfect. Better.
It'll be private.
Mm-hmm. A little noisy. But.
Now, what if you don't finish before the end of the car wash? Do you go back through?
Sure, why not?
Maybe they keep you sudsing for a while.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Like the part where you suds up. Maybe you sit there for a little longer. Because that would be the most private part, the sudsy part. I don't know.
If you don't know, why are you fucking saying it?
I mean, in my
I would think that the car wash would be extra longer. Like, it would be built a lot longer than a normal car wash.
Yeah, and
so that way you could finish before you get out.
And the longer part.
And if you're not, you could just hit something where the car just stops and stays in there until you're done.
Good idea.
Yeah, right? There you go.
Franchise that shit.
That's right. Donate money and we'll build one of those motherfuckers. Missy will be
giving the blowjobs.
I was going to say,
she's going to be hanging from the ceiling topless while her titties rub up against your windshield.
Ew.
Pedro would be coming through that bitch every day.
Yeah, it'll be with a
y'all.
You guys are gross.
Ooh, Missy.
Oh. What?
Oh, my God.
I think it's a good concept. It's a winner.
Yeah. Hey, we'll see how that goes. We'll do a Kickstarter.
That's it. How much we got to raise for that?
I don't know.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
What do we call it? Ball wash. At the ball wash. Come in, get your car washed, get your balls washed.
Is it just blowjobs or can it be sex too?
As sex gets messy, then you're going to have someone clean the inside of the car.
Well, that's when you pay for the extra, the interior.
Oh, you want the chamois? Pay extra for the chamois.
That's a deluxe package.
The deluxe package. You come out, they put that special thing on your rim so it shines all nice.
Rim job.
Rim job.
Your package gets waxed and then you...
There you go.
Your car gets waxed.
That's what it's all about, your package getting waxed.
If you want in, you want to be a partner, or you want to be a whore?
I would be a partner.
She'll always be a whore. She can be a partner.
I would not be a whore.
I'm throwing that out there. Giving you the option.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
We'll let her do the books. I'm sure she's good with
that. Oh, yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good.
Come on.
What would be your job?
At the car wash? The ball wash?
The ball wash.
I would take care of the girls.
What do you mean? What are you going to wash? Oh, you'd
be
like the,
I would be Nero.
You'd be like the pimp.
Okay, yeah. Act like people listening never saw that show, so you can explain it better.
I would be the pimp nasty Missy.
Now give me a rim job.
No.
No, I would take care of my girls. I would be like the
dead
mother.
Who are your girls?
The whores. The whores giving the rim jobs and stuff.
You would be. We wouldn't need a den mother. It's not a brothel.
They always have den mothers everywhere.
At a brothel. There's no such thing as a blowjob car wash. This is a new concept.
Yep, so I
no den mother required.
No, why would a den mother be required?
You don't know that. You don't know what I mean.
Because we're not going to be beating the fucking women.
I know. It's not.
They have them at strip clubs, too.
Again, this isn't a strip club.
It's a
car wash where you get blowjobs.
Where girls.
We're not paying a den mother. How about that?
Yeah, exactly.
I would be a manager.
Says who?
Says me. You just asked me what my job would be.
Yeah, okay.
Be a manager.
But you have to make a good case of what your job would be.
How would you manage?
What would you. How do the girls need managing? Tell me what it entails.
Are you going to give them tips?
No, don't employees need to be managed? They're employees. They would need to be managed.
Okay, but so you're not just managing the girls, you're managing the whole place?
Yeah.
Then what the fuck are we going to do?
You're owners.
Laugh at her.
We get blowjobs.
Yeah, you get all the blowjobs you want.
Test the merchandise.
That's it.
Just punch the tip and twist it.
I like that. This is going places.
Yeah.
The only place
it's going nowhere.
We can do it in Vegas or Lake Tahoe, right? Nevada? Is that the only place that we're allowed to do something?
I'd like to make a case for Jersey first, if possible.
Yeah. We're not charging for the blowjobs. Charging for the car wash.
True. That is true. Mm-hmm. You're right.
Car washes be a little bit more money, though.
Yeah, a lot of money.
A lot of bit more money. That, too.
Included especially with the car wash to get a free blowjob.
Especially if a slow plow driver comes in and wants to get his car washed.
Take him forever. So how would you manage the girls? What kind of tips or advice would you give them?
I have no idea.
Yeah. Well, you don't have the job then. You don't get
the
job.
Well, I would do the scheduling.
Oh, so
things
tough.
Like that.
You're motherfucking fired.
Make sure everybody
The fuck out.
I would do that. I would do the hiring and the firing.
Oh, no. We cannot let you be in
Why?
Charge of hiring.
I have managerial skills.
I think you have venereal skills. I don't think you have managerial skills. We could not allow you to be in charge of hiring and firing.
Why?
Because we don't know. We have to see who the fuck you hire. For all we know, you could hire a fucking crazy person who robs the joint when we're closed.
I would never do that.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know. You're not a good judge of character.
I am a good judge of
character. No, no. Let's not go through
are
this
you?
Again.
Really?
I am.
No, you think you are?
Yeah. I do.
Just wondering.
I think that I'm a very good judge of character.
I think you think whatever someone tells you you're not good at something, your reply automatically is, yes, I am. That's what I think.
I know that I'm good at that. I've done it so many times.
Judging by the things we know about you, you're not a good judge of character.
This ain't salad tossing.
What does that mean?
Didn't you work at a salad place?
Yeah, but I managed it for 7 years.
I was
going to
say, we managed that bitch.
For 7 years.
And they're still around. There is something to be said for that.
Yeah, I understand that. But again, it's a totally different type of business.
Yeah, you have a lot of
this type of business we're talking about would generally attract more shady people than a salad joint.
Okay, then that with that being said, I would probably not be a good
manager
for that because I like to believe that the world is good. So,
wow.
I would always think positive.
Yeah, that's not going to get you too far in business. You think that way. You can't think that way. If you think that kind of way, your business will never make it.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true. You have to be selective. You have to think negatively so you don't get ripped off. The people that are naive are the ones that get ripped off.
Yeah, but in a situation where
just stop talking.
In a situation where I'm hiring like regular people and not shady underground people.
I understand that, but good con people don't appear shady. And they would fool you in a second.
That's why I'm saying I wouldn't be good at that.
Right. I understand that.
Yeah.
But I've furthered the point by saying if you had your own business and were like the way you are, eventually someone would take advantage of you and you would lose something, your business possibly, or money.
Well, yeah. That's
because you hope everyone is good.
I think that there's good in everybody.
It's possible, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything. I mean, you see the way shit goes today. I mean, everyone's out for at each other's throats for something stupid.
Yeah. But
I mean, girls can't even be friends with each other when guys are in the picture.
Well, so, I choose not to live in a world like that.
Yeah, but you can choose all you want. But, I mean, that doesn't mean that people you associate with aren't like that.
I know.
Well, then you don't live in that kind of a world.
Like, I don't.
It doesn't make
Then I wouldn't have a
the
person.
The aneurysm you just had, I know you understand what I'm saying.
Then a person like that I wouldn't have in my world.
That's not true. That's not true. You have friends that are like that. How can you not?
How? I don't have friends that care about guys over friendship.
No.
Oh, bitch, please.
Yeah, thank you.
You got friends that would slit your fucking throat right. for a dude.
You think so?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
God. It's not rocket science.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true. How come it's never
so
happened then?
So naive.
How come it's never happened then?
What do you mean, how come it's never happened? Because you've been in a relationship the majority of your fucking adult life.
So now that I'm single, all of a sudden everything's going to be...
No, that's not it. But
oh, okay.
Just because they're not doing it with you doesn't mean they're not doing it. You don't have friends that are like fucking competing with other friends. It doesn't mean you have to be in the middle of it.
No, I know people that are like that.
So then it is in your world. And you do associate with those
but
people.
But she chooses not to live there. She lives down the street.
No, they're not anybody important in my life, so I don't care. They're not. I wouldn't even consider them friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, I think there's one person that we've talked about that you associate with who seems like someone like that.
I don't know.
No, I'm not going to say it on the air.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that, but I've been proved wrong before.
Every Thursday.
Yeah, no shit.
That's okay. I'll just keep on fighting the good fight, and then I have the life that I want.
Awesome.
The fuck does that even mean?
That if somebody winds up fucking me over, then I'm not their friend anymore, and then I move on, and I get another
friend. Keep fighting that good fight.
Yeah.
Just keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
I'm super interested.
What's that mean?
This is so dumb.
Fighting the good fight.
Yep.
That's good. John Connor in the chat room said, thank you, Chris. What the fuck is he talking about? Fighting the good fight.
I don't know.
Like, what kind of-
Who said that?
John Connor. What life do you want to live? I'm like, what?
You know what? I don't want to talk about it, so.
Yeah, she's okay. Angry. You can tell. Look at her face. All
right, I don't know what your main goal is.
It doesn't matter.
I so zoned out for a second. What's
going
on?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay, all right. Yeah. If you don't want
she doesn't want to talk about the good fight anymore.
No.
Oh, I never made a comment about the good fight. I don't even know why I'm saying that. I'm kind of out of it, so. Whatever.
I'm like 2 seconds from leaving.
I mean, I know. I'm not mad like that.
It's a good fight.
That doesn't sound like a good fight.
It doesn't sound like a good fight.
Good sword fight.
You a fag?
Nothing like a good sword fight.
All right. So anyway. Is everybody excited about Christmas? You guys all happy and shit? You guys ready?
Yeah, I mean, as ready as you can be.
You're all done shopping? Everyone's all done shopping?
Yes, sir.
Everyone's all mailed out your Christmas cards and all that bullshit?
Yeah, all that shit's done.
All of it's done?
I don't do a fucking single thing.
I didn't think so, but I figured I'd go around the table anyway and ask.
But they're out. Gifts are bought.
Did you take like a family portrait?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course.
Where do you get that done? At a professional place or like at a Walmart type deal?
No, just that.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Some photographer chick that.
Seems like every time I walk into like a fucking Target, the first thing you see on the left, you see the fucking Photoshop place. You know, you're
right.
Just like,
some local chick. I don't know. Mm. It was like a Groupon deal or something. Again, I don't
set that
up. Do they come to your house or do you go there?
They come to your house. You can go there. You can meet at a park.
Oh, which did you choose?
Went to a park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
When did you do this?
You didn't need a backdrop thing. A few weeks ago.
It's cold as fuck.
I know. And I think that's what got him, my kid, sick. And he has been.
It's good parenting.
it was a little cold, but we gonna do it. I mean, he was bundled.
He's gonna fucking tough it out.
Man up.
Man the fuck up.
Forget about the liquid in your lungs. Man up.
Jesus Christ.
What liquid's in his lungs? Like, what is it?
It's like mucus.
All right.
Yeah. That's all. They get infected and shit.
I had terrible mucus coming out from inside my nose.
Think about what's in your throat. You know, when you have the mucus, that's in his lungs. And you hear it, you know, when he breathes.
He's never had to have that drained, has he?
No.
Good.
No. Nope.
That's fucking awful.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. No. It's not that bad.
It's like, do you ever see like a cartoon where they put like a spigot in a barrel and then they turn it on and the shit comes out? It's the same fucking thing when they go in through the back.
Can you imagine?
And then you just see it like it's filling up a big fucking bottle and you're just like,
yeah. Looks like molasses coming out.
No, not really. It's a lot more liquidy than that.
I don't know. I never saw it.
It's fucking foul is what it is.
I'm sure. But yeah, that's it. That's the normal stuff.
That's cool.
So how come we didn't get Christmas cards?
You want to
What?
Christmas card? What am I going to do? Waste a stamp on you?
No, so we can make fun of your picture, obviously.
Is that what the picture was for? For the Christmas card?
Yeah, for Christmas card. Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't even thinking
It's normal. It's nothing like stupid. There's no stupid Christmas sweater.
All right.
I wouldn't do something like that. No scarf, like with sand on.
I don't know.
A hat on?
No.
I don't know if I could bring myself to do something like that if I had kids.
Yeah, you could.
I mean, like, you know how some people just send the kids out as the Christmas card?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I would do. I wouldn't do the whole family.
That's not, yeah, and that's an option.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah, I'd stick my hand in the picture. That's about it. I wouldn't do anything else. Fuck that.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah.
You do what you do.
Well, that's the thing.
Miss, if you were married with a kid, would you do those Christmas pictures?
No, I think they're so stupid. Yeah. Whenever, like, my friends did it last year, the year before, with their dog. And I was like, this is so stupid.
So who was in that picture?
It was, there was three pictures. And the middle picture was her husband and her dog. And then the side picture was her and her husband. And then the other one was the dog. And it was a cute picture. Like, it was a cute all around. But it's like, I throw my Christmas cards out after the season's over.
So do we.
And then you're like, do you keep this card? Because there's a picture on it. Like, you keep pictures.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck? Like, so I just throw it out.
You
anyway.
Keep pictures that you're in.
I mean, you keep pictures that other people
You keep pictures
are
of
in.
Urine?
I'm not R. Kelly.
You keep pictures of that, but... Like my
and by R. Kelly, I meant Robert Kelly.
My friends did a Christmas card this year, but it was like a joke. And he made them, you know, on his computer or whatever. And it's him and his girlfriend and their cat. And it's like really awkward pictures, and it's fucking hysterical. Like, shit like that's really funny, but like they have wigs on and they're acting like you ever go on that website like awkward family photos?
Yeah,
it's like that. Yeah. And the cat's like, he's holding the cat and he's like so excited, and the cat's like flailing, and that's what they put on the Christmas card. It's fucking
that's funny,
but like I get why people do it. I thought it was like kind of a way to like show your family like, this is what we look like now. Like, if they haven't seen you in a while.
Exactly.
It's a little arrogant to think that people want pictures of you, your wife, and your kids.
Oh, I'll tell you what's arrogant.
Everybody does it.
I know everybody does it. I'm just saying. Like, what makes you think that, you know, 200 people you know want that picture?
I love when people post a picture of their kid on Facebook as soon as it pops out of the fucking cave. And it just looks like the ugliest little shit on the planet. There's no such thing as a baby who pops out beautiful. Never. Never. I mean, your parents think so because they're biased. They have to. I mean, it's their kid.
Right.
You look at it differently than the outside world
does. It looks like a little old
man. Listen, try
it. It looks like a little Benjamin Button.
Try one that comes out over 2 months early. It's still not fully developed. So, like, the head's like, you know, he looks like an alien. He looks like an alien.
Did his head look like a bean?
I don't know.
Like a bean head?
No, it wasn't a bean head.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like a.
I know what you're talking about. No.
Mr. Beanhead.
Not fully developed.
Mr. I'm thinking about Mr.
Wait,
Bean.
How much did he weigh? Like real
three
small,
pounds,
right?
Something like that.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit, my cock weighs more than
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
3 pounds?
Yeah. Good for you.
That is terrifying.
But here's the thing. As he was growing, it had to catch up to his dick because his dick was bigger. It was like going down like halfway his down his leg.
Oh, my God.
And I guess he got that from your father-in-law.
He didn't get that from me.
Yeah, that from his mom. She's got the balls in her. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
He didn't get that from me, but
wow,
he had to catch up.
Well, Jesus Christ, tell him to slow down because he's going to be an adult and he's still going to have a baby penis. It's not going to be good.
What does your kid look like now? Like, how old is he?
What does he look like?
23.
Like two,
he's
right?
He's in college.
He ain't going to college.
He's like two, right?
So he's going to college.
He's two now. Right?
Yeah, he just turned two. He's going to college.
Is he like a grown-up?
Is he a grown-up? Yeah.
No, like, is he running around and shit?
He's got a job. Yeah.
I think sleep deprivation is getting to me because I just heard something I don't think I wanted to hear. Or I think I just heard something I don't think really happened. Did she say, is he a grown-up?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to Connecticut school.
See his dad on the wall of shame.
I want to waste $10,000 too.
But they have the same equipment from when my dad went.
Wait, what is an 8-track?
8-track, they splice their own shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's the two cylinders. And
they oh, my God.
Reel to reel.
Reel to reel. That's it. Word.
Word up. Yeah, when we go on break, you're going to have to show me a picture. I have no
I
idea.
Can't wait till you guys have kids.
Oh, dude, I don't know if that's happening, man.
It's nothing like it.
No, I mean, I may not be able to have them anymore. I keep sitting on my nuts when I go to fucking sit down. It fucking hurts. The other day, I let out a fucking blood-curling scream when I was getting into the truck. Yeah. And then the one dude's like, you all right? And I was like, I just sat on a ball. Fucking hurts, man. Oh, my God. I can only imagine what it looks like from the backside. If I had my legs closed, it probably looks like a hemorrhoid hanging out.
Does that happen a lot?
What, me sitting on my nuts?
Yeah.
Yes. My one ball especially, because it's
that
lower.
Sucks.
It's going to suck if I make it to be an old man, because they're probably going to be down to my fucking ankles. I'm going to have to go throw it over the
oh
shoulder.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
It's like
be like that scene in Bad Grandpa.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of Jackass when he was doing it, but yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till you motherfuckers have kids.
I'm actually surprised you and Sarah haven't done like a Christmas card yet. I feel like she's Christmassy.
She is, but
yeah.
She knows not to fucking come to me for that.
Well, what if she just did it?
Like, I would. What am I unconscious while she's doing it? She's like, no, move his arm that way.
No, maybe she has like a really cute Christmassy picture of you guys,
or just a regular picture and like Photoshop a Santa hat on your own stuff. That
no, yeah. Actually, you know what? I didn't even think about it. You just brought it to my attention when you said Santa hat. Last year she got me. It's actually really funny. There's a it's a Santa hat. But the front of it has Santa Claus's face, like the beard and the eyebrows and everything.
Uh-huh.
So, like, when you put the hat on, it actually goes over everything. So, it actually makes you look like you have the beard and shit. So, last year, she took a picture of me with that on. I took her phone and I deleted that.
Did you have the Christmas sweater on, too?
No, I was naked.
Thank God you deleted it.
Yeah, exactly. Didn't want that roaming the fucking web.
God, were you really naked?
No, I wasn't. I was
talking about breaking the internet.
I was only kidding.
Jesus
Christ. I wasn't sitting on the internet. Why would I break it?
Broke the satellite that took the picture.
I could see if I was using the internet as a bench, then you might have a point.
You wouldn't take the goddamn picture if she asked you
take
to?
The picture.
Hey, Mike.
You have a family. You wouldn't take damn picture.
Oh, it'd be under protest.
It's always under protest. I mean, you know,
I would try to manipulate the situation to get it to where it's just the child or the kids or the child and the dog or whatever the fuck is around. I don't know.
Yeah.
Grab a stranger here. You look like a good dad. Just like get somebody else in there.
Oh, man.
That's actually a really cool idea is if you get complete strangers and their kids, take their picture and send that out as your Christmas card.
People will be like,
and then put it for, as your from your family name and shit.
Like a black family.
That's great.
That's a good idea.
I love it.
There's this family in like Texas or something, and it's a mom, a dad, and she has all grown kids. And all the kids have husbands and wives and children, except for the one daughter who's 25. So the mom, it's been three
years.
She
ugly?
No, she actually wasn't bad. But the mom said about 3 years ago, I don't want you in our family Christmas card anymore because you're not married and you don't have kids. So they make a family card every year with everyone but this girl who's 25. So she started making her own Christmas cards and she sends them to her family and they are
You're
some
a fucking disgrace.
And the things, the Christmas cards that this girl made are hilarious.
Really?
Like one, she's like in a park wearing like a Santa hat with like a bottle of Jack, like crying. And just like, and every time it says the same thing, it says, Merry Christmas to your perfect fucking family.
Wow.
You're weak. You're out of control. You become an embarrassment to yourself and everybody else.
That's pretty funny.
Merry though. Christmas.
But, I mean, she's 25. It's not like she's like 40,
that's fucked up.
You know
no, yeah.
I mean,
that's
like,
that's fucked up.
And not only that, she started doing it to the girl when she was 22.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
So it's like, who the fuck is married with kids at 22?
Well, she really wants to embarrass her family. She should send out pictures of herself naked on the Christmas cards.
Yeah, sucking Santa's cock on the fire truck. Spread eagle on the fire truck while Santa's slow plowing her. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Hoa, hoa. Hoa, hoa, hoa. Yeah, I would definitely not want to do that shit.
Oh, it's always on the protest. I don't ever want to do that shit, but
I can never see, I don't know, maybe it's just me. I can't foresee any father being like, hey, let's go to the picture place and get fucking pictures made for a car. I just don't see someone, a guy being that excited about it, you know, that he wants to do it so bad.
Nope.
I see it more like, all right, let's go and get this over with.
Well, yeah, because you know exactly how you feel when you get somebody else's Christmas card.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is this?
There's like 30 sitting on my fucking
I'm going to let you in a little secret.
On the door.
I'll let you in a little secret.
What's that?
Normally, when you get a Christmas card, on the top corner or the back of it, you'll see the address where it's coming from. If it's someone I don't care about, I don't even open the motherfucker. Throw it out.
Fucking toss it.
I do.
But if they're giving you a present in it?
No, there's no present in there. No, you could tell there's no present.
No, it's a stupid fucking card.
Picture. See the envelope.
Same thing people are saying about my fucking shit. Stupid.
You don't think some people like it? Like Christmas cards?
No, yeah, the immediate family maybe.
Yeah, and women.
Women dig that shit. Guys, we're just like, fuck.
How many did you send out?
I don't fucking know, dude. I got a big family. So. And they all fucking, they're reciprocated. They all send it back. Their own pictures.
They return it.
That's like my bad. They return it. Return the sender.
We know one of your uglier fucking Christmas cards.
It's funny because it's three quarters of the card's gone. It's only my picture they send back. I don't understand.
We know what your ugly face looks like.
Fuck a brute. It's bullshit, but and you have the kid. If you have a 2-year-old, you don't fucking know how he's going to be that. We're lucky we got pictures, like you know, a decent pick.
Yeah, like if he's not being
you guys
insane.
Dose the kid before you go.
No,
you don't dose. That's what I would do. They have this calming spray for pets. I wonder if it works on kids.
Oh, you spray it on. Yeah. I wonder if that works. You're right.
They just.
They have just calming spray for dogs?
For all. Yeah, for dogs and cats.
Mm. Like when they when it storms outside and they're all crazy, you just spray them down?
My cats don't do that. Well, one cat, she'll like just hide, but she doesn't fucking make much noise. You just see this pillow with feet running across the floor.
Yes, that's it. I just follow along, man.
I hear you, man.
Whatever. It's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not at that stage because I don't think I could deal with that kind of shit. I mean, obviously, if I have a kid, I will enjoy this holiday to some extent because you get to watch.
I would hope so.
The kid enjoy it, and I think that's really what's important.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I mean, if there's no kid in the equation, then fuck Christmas.
You don't like getting presents, huh?
Why? I'm not a fucking baby.
You don't like giving presents?
No, I got to pay for this shit. If it was free, yeah, I'm like, yeah, here you go, you know. I spent a buttload of money this year.
That's good, though. Like, did you buy everybody stuff they want?
No, I purposely got some shit they didn't
want. Yeah, like I got my brother a negligee.
No, but, like, you didn't spend a bunch of money on crap presents, right? Like, just filler?
I don't ever buy crap presents.
And there you go.
No, they normally come the other direction. Oh.
Yeah, Chris said that before you came.
As soon as you said that, and I already knew what I was going to say. I already knew what it's like I could see the future. I could see that shit coming a mile away.
Clock is ticking.
Oh, that ship has sailed. Ain't no more of that shit. I already know what I'm getting, so I'm good.
Every guy wants a nice scarf, Bob.
I know what I'm getting this year. I'm good.
Okay, that's good.
What are you getting?
I'm not fucking saying it now.
Why?
Because I don't think she would appreciate that if she heard me say.
Oh, but you know for sure she told you?
No, but I know what she's.
You picked
okay,
it out.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hopefully, so she did good this year.
She did real good.
Hopefully, she followed your directions.
It's pretty easy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just point down.
Yeah. It's not going to suck itself. Yeah. See, I'm different from her. Like, she, you know, I tell her all the time, you know, she's like, what do you want for Christmas? And I'll be like, I don't fucking know. Like, I don't think about that kind of shit, you know? Right. Like, I don't sit there and have this thing on a back burner in my head where it's like, oh, I need this and this and this and I want this and I want this. I never think like that.
No.
The only time I think about something is if I need it right there on a spot and then I go and get it, you know?
Right.
Other than that, I don't think about shit. Because, like, asking someone what they want, I think, is a dumb question because most people want everything. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
You know, if you say, you know, but the problem that I have is that she'll start, it's not really a problem. It's actually a good thing. She'll start saying things and I'll be like, no, 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 no. So she basically is crossing those off the list. So she doesn't get them.
Just tell her I want a threesome with you and one of your friends. See what she says.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I really don't want to live like you. that's like gotta be the worst fucking thing I could ever say to her. No, are you kidding me? I don't need to hear one of her Yenta friends fucking crowing in my ear.
Get off my hair.
Yeah, you're right. I've met a friend before.
I don't. It's pretty easy now because she'll give me like. Examples, and I'll be like, nah, I'm good. I don't want that.
Answer that shit.
Who is it?
I don't know. You got to Skype in. You can't call in. We haven't.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Can't. Let me just make that. Skype in, douche. Whatever it is.
Fucking buzzkill. What's the timer on that so I can cut this out? I keep forgetting to do that every show.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's a waste of time.
8:50.
Yeah, so anyway, I was saying.
Before I was rudely interrupted.
Yeah, before I was rudely interrupted when she says, how about this? And I'm like, no. How about no? For her, shopping for her is very simple because she wants everything.
Exactly. So you can get her anything and she'll be happy.
And I peppered her with different things this year. So she'll be quite happy.
That's good.
And I'm not the kind of person that feels that we should get each other the same amount of money or the same amount of presents. Or I don't give a fuck. I really don't care. Just give me one thing and I'm happy. I don't give a fuck.
Silence.
That too. Let me watch the fucking game of these. You know, with her, it's like I feel like with women, you got to get them way more shit. You got to. You know? Besides, I got to make up for being such a lousy boyfriend too. Yeah, I mean, it really is. It's like one of those things where you just have to make sure you plan it right. You know, with me, she can get me nothing. I wouldn't be pissed. I really wouldn't. You know what I mean? Like, if she said to me, I don't really have that much money, gives a shit. I don't give a fuck. Just blow me.
I'm kidding. Would you still get her something if she didn't get you anything?
Absolutely, yeah.
That's good?
Yeah.
You're not that big of a Grinch. Mm-mm.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with being a Grinch, because it could be any other time of year. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to sit there and fucking compare and be like, look at this little piece of shit that I got, or whatever. Hey, look what I got
like
then.
You did that one year.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but that's the thing. If she got me nothing, I would have been all right.
It would have been better than what she got.
But that's my point. If she got me nothing, it would have been all right. She got me shit that I don't... I just don't have that body wash.
I was just going to ask you.
She got you soap and a scarf.
The scarf I gave back to her. She has it now. I think she...
Should have strangled her with it.
I would have hung myself, but it would have come out my way. Yeah, I don't I would rather nothing than get shitty gifts. My brother's notorious for shitty gifts too. He always gives me shit, but I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, all right, like back in the day, right, when I used to play video games a little more than now. Like now, I'm rarely playing anything. You know, like I still have the Madden from like 6 years ago when Pop Warner or whatever. He'll buy me like because he knows I have the gaming system. He'll buy me a game. But here's the thing. Like, one year he bought me fucking Star Wars Legos. I'm fucking, at the time, I was like, dude, I'm 35. Why would I want this?
Like, should have bought you actual Legos.
Yeah, like, that or Star Wars. Like, one of the two. But I was just like, what the fuck is this, you know? And then one year, I forget what the other thing was.
He just screamed, fuck, picked up his gift, he's returning them to the store.
How about the jersey?
I mean, the jersey
was good, but...
Yeah, but I'm disappointed in what he actually thinks of me. It was... I don't know what the actual size was on it. It was the size of a 6XL, though.
It was humongous.
It was. We actually hung it up on the wall. It was like a...
It wrapped around in the corner.
It's like a flag.
It was like wallpaper. I would have got it put in a frame, but I don't think these are frames that wide. But yeah, I mean, he just and I really, like I said, like I'm really good at buying stuff.
Didn't he get you something cool last year?
A TV, not stand, the thing, the wall mount.
Ah, never mind.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I used it.
It's useful,
right? I would have preferred a new TV.
You ungrateful fuck.
No. I'm joking. No, it was useful. He may have got me something else. I just don't remember what.
I remember he was telling me something. Maybe it was for your birthday. I don't know.
I don't know what he got me for my birthday. I'd be forgetting. Yeah, like this year... I know he's not listening and he won't listen. So this year I got him, he's got a brand new golf club set. Buddy wanted a,
you bought him tees.
No. Titties. No. I know he wanted a, he's got like all the clubs, but he wanted the matching. There was an iron he didn't have. It was a 3 iron. I think it was. He had like from 4 up. But he wanted a lower iron. So I found him the 3 iron to match. His fucking one club was $90.
Dang.
One club. And then he also said he wanted like a pair of new golf shoes. So I went online and got him a pair of golf shoes.
That's good presents.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he just went Saturday. He went golfing.
He goes golfing all the time.
Yeah. So, I mean, he really likes it, and, you know, I can appreciate that he likes it, and I wish I could do it, too, like him, but, you know, so I was like, yeah, I could see that being something he really wants, and I know he'll enjoy it. So, my parents ain't getting shit. No, I'm just kidding.
How about you, Miss? You done your shopping?
I am. I finished last night.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
How long did it take you to do your shop? Like, in total, like, would you say by days or weeks or whatever?
I could say by days, like 3 days.
That's not bad. Did you do most of it online or do you actually go places?
I do mostly everything online.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. That's the best way
so
to do
easy.
It.
So easy.
Does anybody here start really early? Like, you
define early.
September, I bought my mom something.
Okay, that's early. Yeah. That's early. Like, yeah, meaning like anytime before Black Friday.
Yeah.
I would say early. Okay.
I do.
Okay. Do you? Do you do it often? Like every year you try to do it? Or
whoever I'm going to spend the most money on, I start
earlier.
Earlier. So I spent the most money on my mom and I knew what I was going to get her. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get it out of the way so that if it came closer to Christmas, I wasn't like scrounging for money.
Right. Gotcha.
So that's what I did.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm not good with that buying. I mean, I did it earlier this year. Usually I wait like 2 days before Christmas before I start.
Yeah. I went out on Black Friday in the morning.
Did you?
Well, I don't sleep well at night because I work nights.
Right.
So I woke up at like 3:30 in the morning. I couldn't fall back asleep. So I was like, yeah, fuck it. I might as well go out. So I bought a bunch of shit on Black Friday before I went to work and then just online the rest of the time.
Yeah. You get good deals though, man.
Yeah.
So easy, man. Just they make it so easy.
Online? Yeah. Oh, especially this Christmas because they was free shipping everywhere.
Well, they try to do that every year.
Yeah, which I think is awesome.
Sure.
They do Cyber Monday, just basically.
Oh, Cyber Monday. Fuck
like
yeah.
Like Amazon.
Cyber Monday is the shit they couldn't sell on Black Friday that goes on sale.
Same shit.
But what's cool about Cyber Monday is whatever it was on Black Friday, it's like a little bit cheaper on Cyber Monday, which is nice.
If it's still available.
If it's still available.
Like I bought my younger brother a pair of Beats headphones. On Black Friday. So on Cyber Monday, I was thinking like, oh, you know what? They were fairly cheap. Let me get myself a pair. Not available anywhere.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Now they're available and, you know, $200. I'm like, fuck that. I'm not spending $200 on headphones.
Yeah. See, like I like Amazon because they have different deals every single day, starting at Black Friday all the way to Christmas.
Yeah. And they last like 8 hours.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Hours.
And they got, obviously Amazon, they don't really run out so much. I mean, they do go out of stock, but believe it or not, the one thing that I got my girl, when I put it in the cart, shopping cart, cyber cart, whatever. It was out of stock, but I wanted to leave it in there so that way when it was in stock, I'd get a notification.
Should always leave it in.
Leave it in.
No, don't leave it in. Pull out.
Within an hour, it was back in stock. So I was like, perfect, you know? But, yeah, I mean, it's just so convenient. That's like the one good thing is not having to leave the house and do. See, and I've always like the song that you played earlier, Mark. You know, the traffic and the long lines and all that shit. You know, that's the one beauty about the online thing is that you don't have to deal with any of that frustration.
Who the fuck wants to deal with that?
You know, can you imagine like being stuck behind some old lady who's opening her change purse and
she's writing a check,
checking
but
her
people
balance.
People still use checks anymore.
Go fuck yourself. Die already.
She doesn't know how to use her card.
Oh, God.
So she needs the attendant to help her.
She's like,
yeah.
Beep.
Is it working?
Beep.
And they always go to the self-checkout lanes, and they have no idea how to use a fucking computer.
That is mind-boggling. I see that at the supermarket. I see elderly people go to the self-checkout, and they are lost.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why they do it.
They're holding the basket, which they're supposed to put it down because it has like a, you know, like a sensor or whatever. And I see them trying to hold the basket and waving the thing, and they're not even close to the They don't see that the light's coming through that glass, right?
Yeah.
They're waving it in front of the screen where it says the information.
And then when they finally figure it out, they're trying to scan like an Apple.
Oh,
like, there's no barcode on it, motherfucker.
Oh, no, this is not. My girlfriend is a witness. We went together. This was a while ago when we were behind an old guy and woman, and they were together. And when it came time to pay, you know, the little slot where you put the money in or the check or the thing, he was trying to shove his check.
Fuck.
So you know how fucking classy I am, right? I had already had enough of this bullshit. So I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, no volume control whatsoever. Aww. Of course, my girlfriend is completely fucking embarrassed. You know, she's like, shut up. She thinks I, like, it's true that probably everyone in the store heard me at that moment in time, but she thinks everyone can hear me at all times, and that's not true. Okay. She's just so, like, nervous with the things that I say that she's just like, oh my God, we're going to get killed. You know, like, I'll sit there and I'll be like, this guy is literally trying to shove the check into the fucking money slot. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what the fuck? Like, you don't know how bad I can imagine myself going over there and just, like, picking up the fucking head of lettuce that he had and jamming it in his fucking face.
Didn't they have, like, an attendant there that's supposed to help
people? No, those fucking cocksuckers, they're never at their stupid thing. That's why I steal from them all the fucking time. I'll go to the fucking, the fish part, the fucking, whatever it is, the seafood, seafood department, whatever. Fish part. I'm tired, man. Fuck off. So anyway, I'll go to the seafood department, I'll order some expensive shit, but I'll be peeling the fucking label off the cheap shit that's already in the basket in front of it, and I pop it over the fucking thing.
Oh my God, no, you don't.
The fuck I don't.
You really do?
Absolutely. Or if I get, like, say I get, like me and my girl will get, like, crab cakes and, like, salmon, right?
Well, one salmon.
The salmon, I'll actually put the crab cakes in the same box as the salmon, just scan the box. So the crab cakes are nothing.
Oh my God. Well,
fuck them. They're not paying attention, they ain't doing their job. Should be fucking watching me like a hawk. The key is what you put down at once, because the sensor in the, like, where the bags are, where you put the shit in the bag,
right,
there's a sensor under there.
Yeah.
So if you scan something, put it in the bag, and then you don't scan something and put it in the bag, they're going to be like, the thing's going to start going off.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Basically, like, what are you trying to steal, motherfucker?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's basically what it's trying to do. But so what I do is I hold the shit together and just scan the one and put them both in a bag. So it's like one item. You know, it's not. It's four. Whatever. They should be doing their fucking job. And then I wouldn't have to fucking, I think it's an inconvenience tax for me to sit behind this old fuck with no teeth trying to shove a goddamn check from 1930 into a fucking machine.
Why didn't
machine.
You tell him that you couldn't do that?
I can't talk to people like that.
Oh,
I just can't.
God.
I can't talk to people.
You're
evil. I have no fucking patience for people like that.
Like,
my thing is this. If you can't keep up with the fucking technology,
who still
stay
pays
inside.
With a check at a store?
Well, you can pay. Listen, you can pay with a check at the supermarket, right? But you don't have to fill it out. Like, there's no more filling it out. All you got to do is sign it. You sign it at home. You bring it with you. And then when it's time to pay, you can hand them a blank check.
And they
run it through the thing, and they show you the dollar amount on the check, so you're not getting ripped off. And if you want money back off of your checking account, you can ask for money back too.
Yeah.
Like, my parents do that. I don't have a problem with that. Do it. Whatever. Do it.
Yeah.
Doesn't take any more time than giving cash or scanning your card. They just hand the check over. That's it. Done. No more writing and balancing and all that shit.
If somebody taught the old person the new technology, they would never have to. You wouldn't
Look,
have to.
My parents are behind on a lot of technology too, like alarm clocks. And I tell them all the time, you know, if I die, you're fucked. You ain't never going to get up when you need to.
You wake them up?
No, I'm just. I have to set their alarm clocks for them because they're fucking retarded. You know, it's just like, I tell them all the time, then go out and buy the one, the old school one with the wind up in the
back.
Yeah,
like the little, like,
yeah,
young
the egg timer, whatever the fuck
Aww.
That is. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just like, it's ridiculous. If you can't keep up with the technology, don't bother. Just
well,
fucking,
it has to be taught to them.
No, it doesn't. Nobody taught me how to fucking use anything. I just figured it out on my own.
Well, because you're up with the technology.
But that's how I'm up on it, because I play with it until I figure out what it is.
Right.
We got a phone.
It's a dick.
We got a phone call coming through Skype. Hello. Hello.
Guys.
Who's this?
It's MJA.
Hey.
Yo.
What's up?
I actually get to listen to you guys live tonight.
All right. Cool. Nice.
I just got done listening to Glitter Shits while I was cleaning up at work, and then that episode ended, and then I just got done with work, and I've been listening to you guys since you started.
How you been, man?
I'm pretty good. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you guys since you guys won't be on next Thursday. I just want to say it to you guys live while you're on the air.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Yeah, actually, I don't think we're going to be on for 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, 2 weeks. So, yeah, so I'm glad I got it in live, which is pretty cool.
That is cool. And you'll get it in on the playback, too.
you done your Christmas shopping?
I only bought one thing so far.
That's it?
Christmas is more about I not that I'm cheap, but I'm always like, you know, it's the thought that counts.
Ah.
I'm thinking of everybody all the time.
So you're cheap. That's what you're saying. Oh, he paused. Hello. He's cheap. He needs to get a new phone. Get yourself a new phone, buddy.
Still did he fall out?
Yeah, he fell out.
Ah.
Call quality's bad. Sorry, bud.
Well, Merry Christmas, MJ.
Yeah.
Your bathroom looks amazing. He's been doing work on his bathroom, and he's been posting the progress on Facebook, and it's pretty awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah, really good stuff.
Oh, he's back.
Is he?
Yeah.
Hey, you there?
I got disconnected. Sorry.
Yeah, well, we're just complimenting your bathroom. Well, Misty was.
Oh, yeah, it's banging. It looks awesome. I just finished.
You're the manliest gay man I know.
I've been like letting everybody know how much I've been reworking on that thing.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thanks. Yeah, I don't really have a lot to say. I've had a long day, and my brain's kind of dead. I want to say Merry Christmas.
I hear you, brother.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, man. Do you guys want anything specific? Anybody hoping to get something, or you're not going to say it out loud?
I wanted the holiday to be officially over. That's all I want, man. I want this fucking holiday to end.
Well, it will soon enough. 7 days, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Can't wait for that shit.
I'll talk about myself. The only thing I want is an Xbox One, and if I have to, I have the money to go get one. But if I don't get one for Christmas, I'm going to take a hammer to my bathroom just to spite my boyfriend.
No, wow.
Don't do that.
Wow. You want an Xbox One that bad? Huh? Well, I hope he's listening.
Yeah, no, he's not going to listen. No, it's we renovated our old house just to live in it and be happier, and then mid-renovation that I was doing, we decided to buy this new one and move in, and I just haven't stopped for like the last year, and I just said I'm done. No more remodeling houses, bathrooms, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, in your honest, like, opinion, do you think he'll get you the Xbox One? Do you have
no, his parents are getting it for me, because that's what I told him I wanted.
Oh. Wow, I didn't know you
that's
had it
nice,
like that.
Man.
Yeah, right? No shit.
Yeah, well, I try to word it as it's a gift for the both of us.
Gotcha.
Smart.
Because it's a complete home entertainment system. It's
gotcha.
Not just a gaming rig, so.
Gotcha. But,
look at you.
Smart, man.
That's smart. That's good manipulation on your part.
No, we stream all of our media through my Xbox 360, so it just makes sense to get the best thing, so.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, and absolutely. Then I'll be able to stream Skype through with Kinect, and maybe you guys can see me on video.
Oh well, you'll see Missy. I think that's about it.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
None of us are ever on video.
Missy, did you get a new phone?
I did. Thank you.
What'd you get?
I got the same exact thing in S3.
Oh, boo!
Why?
My phone got stolen.
It got stolen, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Way to upgrade.
I love my phone. I love my phone. I love the
S3. I dropped my 4, and I had a 5, and then within like 35 minutes, I had the 6 in my hand. I was like, yep, need a new upgrade. So
yeah,
it worked out pretty well.
I love the S3. I don't know why, but I do.
Yeah, as soon as my iPhone dies, I'm going right out and get me a flip phone.
Awesome. All right, well, I'm going to go inside. I just say Merry Christmas to you guys.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Have a happy new year,
I really
too.
Hope your girlfriend, like, knocks it out of the park this year with some Christmas gifts.
Oh, she's going to, because if not, I'm going to knock her out of the park. I'll take a hammer to her like you are to the bathroom. Just hand it over to me when you're done.
You know, you can make Amazon wish lists.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I wish you'd buy me a good present.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of hard to write that down in Amazon.
Oh, listen to this. Right before I go, I run a Packy full time. That's like what I do. And I work with this kid who was all excited to go home and play, to go home and finish watching Sons of Anarchy and The Walking Dead.
Okay.
And this lady came in all bombed in my store and she's like, I just got done watching The Walking Dead and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I didn't finish watching it yet. I'm actually going to go home when I get out of work tonight. She's like, well, I can't believe this person did this and then this person did this. And he was like, now I'm not going to go watch it, you cunt, and just walk downstairs.
Oh, my
good
God.
Good for him.
She was like, who's your manager? I was like, unfortunately, you're looking at him.
Wow.
And she's like, well, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, you spoiled his favorite shows, so I'm really sorry. I'll give you a discount on your vodka. Now get out.
Wow. That's awesome.
It was pretty brutal. You should have seen his face. He looked like a kicked puppy. I was like,
Well, yeah, we've had the same look when we've been told shit that happened before we saw it. Missy did that to us like last year.
A couple years ago.
Yeah.
Well, The Walking Dead did that to The Walking Dead fans on Facebook.
Yeah,
The Eastern show showed, they posted a picture of Daryl, Carrie, and Beth.
Right.
Yeah.
The West Coast didn't see it yet.
Right.
Dumbasses.
I actually recently just on Facebook unsubscribed to like so many different news sources like BuzzFeed and all that shit just because... Yeah. It ruins everything
for you.
They're
the bearer of bad news when it comes to entertainment.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm actually going to get going for real this time, but Merry Christmas to you guys, and I hope you guys have a good New Year's, too.
Thanks, brother. You too, brother. Man.
Take it easy. Right.
Later.
Later.
Boop.
I didn't understand what he said at first when he said what he does.
Something with the liquor store.
Well, he's
a manager at a liquor store.
Yeah, but that's not what it sounded like. I heard Pack and Heat is what it sounded like to me. I was like, whoa, he's like a Hell's Angel, you know? And then finally when I heard the vodka part, I was like, I got it. That's what I thought I heard Pack and Heat.
That's fucked up. The dude he works with specifically told that lady that he didn't say it
It's
yet.
Like and all the people my girlfriend interacted with when she found out those tidbits over the last few years. They knew she didn't see it, and they still fucking said something. It was just like, you cons. Like, why would you do that?
Right, like, you're just trying to be an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
I mean, like, you could be like, oh, wait till you see it. It's fucking awesome. Yeah. And that's it.
That's all.
Which is what most people do, I feel like.
Most people. But then there's that few that just, they can't keep it to themselves. It's almost
like excited about it or something.
Well, that or they just... They have some weird thing in their mind that they just somehow want to ruin your day. You know, there's people like that out there.
That's not why I ruined
it. No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying there are people out there that have this thing in them that they kind of want to spoil shit for people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's evil.
There are people like that. I'm not like that.
I don't think you are.
No, I'm not like that.
Yeah, you're evil in different ways.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You call me evil, but that's not the kind of evil I am.
No, you're evil in different ways, I feel. You get the struggle.
Right. I do get this.
We do blame you for ruining that, but, I mean, let's be honest. You knew it was going down.
Yeah, I didn't know it was him. It was one of the three.
Yeah,
didn't know which
but
one.
I
it was a guessing game at that point, dude. 33 1/3%.
Yeah, listen, hindsight's 20/20. Of course you're like, yeah, well, of course it was going to be that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I remember the way I was thinking at the time, and I really couldn't give a definitive answer of who I thought it was actually going to be. I just knew that it came down to who was there. You know, and I figured, well, it's not going to be Jax,
obviously.
So it's either going to be Opie, Tig, or who was the other one?
Chips. I knew it wasn't going to be Tig.
That was a Johnny boy.
I thought it was going to be Chips. Like, looking
well, that's what I mean. Like, I couldn't tell who was going to. I could see a good reason why each one of them would have went. Because remember, at the time, I thought it was going to be Tig.
Well, Tig was the easy answer. That's why I knew it wasn't him.
Right. But that's why I thought it could be him at the time. And then I figured, well, maybe it's not going to be him. Maybe it's going to be Chips because no one understands the fucking word he says on the show. You know? They want to get rid of that problem in the bud. You know? But whatever. The point is there are people out there that try to ruin shit for other people. They just can't keep their fucking mouth shut. And I know tons of people like that. Tons. You guys want to take a break?
Yes, please. Yeah.
For shizzle.
Yeah. Sweet. Hey, I wonder if we're going to be invited to MJA's big gay wedding. That'd be great.
Is that like a reality show?
He should make a reality show.
It sounds like a reality show, doesn't
it? My big MJ gay wedding. MJ's big gay wedding.
I love it.
We'll be right back.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors?
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15%, not even 20%. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And
on mic. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals. Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
Jesus Christ. And we're back.
You know a video I came across today? The one that we were when we were chilling with Bobby at the Stress Factory and Craig Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I found them on an external hard drive.
Really?
Yeah. I posted the video on YouTube.
Did we ever have it on YouTube before?
I don't think so, no. No, we don't have much on there. But I thought that was fucking... It's hard. You know, it sucks. It's hard to hear, you know.
It's on a flip phone.
Yeah, recorder on a flip phone.
Yeah.
Bag phone. Yeah, I ran over
that motherfucker got too big for us, man. Whatever his name is.
Craig Robinson.
Craig Robinson?
Yeah. Dude's in everything now.
Commercials. Got all those fucking Dodge Dart commercials.
Yeah.
You don't even fit in a Dodge Dart.
No.
Fucking Dodge Dart. No, thank you.
So, speaking of Craig Robinson, like, he's, like, tight with that whole Seth Rogen, James Franco crew or whatever.
It's a nice segue.
Yeah.
I like that.
How do you feel about this, the movie, The Interview, getting pulled from fucking all the theaters now? Like, they're saying it's never going to be shown.
Yeah, I think it's fucked up.
It's
I'm not
crazy,
happy about
right?
it at all. I think it's a fucking crime.
Like, even though, like, the national security of America or whatever the fuck.
Homeland Security.
Yeah, there you go.
National Security of America.
They even
National
said.
Security of America.
That's
oh,
my God.
George
there's,
W.
There's,
would say.
There's another segue there, too. So.
Wait, what?
Jeb is saying that he might run for president.
Another Bush.
Another yeah. Bush. Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? Jeb is nowhere near.
Like, he's not qualified, right?
Well, no, it's not that he's not qualified. He has nowhere near of a shot that his brother or his dad had.
Yeah, he's so fucked right now. Yeah,
well, he's just an idiot.
He's
the worst. He's the worst one of all of
he's
them.
He's not going to win.
I mean, I feel like he would know that. And
although I'd rather him be president than Chris Christie, that fat fuck.
Yeah, fuck him. Fuck him. I'm glad you guys all hate him now.
I always hated him. I never
yeah,
liked Christie.
You liked him.
I like Christie.
As I don't a, know, yeah, I like really Christie. Give a fuck. Yeah.
He's a fat
him,
piece of shit.
Him sitting with Jerry Jones during the Eagles game did absolutely nothing either way for me.
Yeah, you know,
I knew he was a Cowboys fan, so cares.
Yeah,
cheers for his team.
I don't care about that. I just don't like the fucking guy. I don't like his face.
I know everybody hates him, at least around here now because
of
that. But
a lot of the teachers hate him.
Well, yeah, I mean,
yeah, well, don't
people hate him just because he's a Cowboys fan.
Well, that doesn't help matters, but I'll tell you why I hate him. Because he is 110% against legalizing marijuana in this state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as long as he's here, that shit ain't never happening here.
He won't be here long.
He said that. He came out and said, as long as I'm...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
It's not going to happen.
I know. And you know what? I hope he fucking chokes on a sandwich.
He probably will.
Goes out like Mama Cass. From the Mamas and the Papas.
Ham sandwich.
That's how she died, miss. She choked on a ham sandwich.
Really?
Yeah, that's how she died.
She's a big woman.
She was.
How does one just choke and die like that, though? Was she eating alone? Like, didn't anybody yeah,
maybe she
help
ate
her?
The people in the room with her. I don't know.
Like, I couldn't imagine dying from choking.
Most fat people eat alone. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. That's probably why they're fat, because they're alone, so they decide to eat to aww, kind of fill that hole.
That's sad. That is so sad.
You ever see, remember the first Austin Powers where he was going down the list of people? Jimi Hendrix, heroin, Mama Cass, ham sandwich.
Yeah.
That's real. That happened.
That was a joke.
No.
That's awesome. Well, no, it's not awesome. It's just, it makes it that much more funny.
Yay for ham.
Love ham.
I need ham.
I don't like lunch meat ham, though. It's so weird.
It's processed.
Yeah, I don't like that. I like a ham, like, at Easter or some shit.
Yeah.
With pineapples. I fucking love that.
Yeah. All right, we're talking about food. Let's
we
not segue.
We always talk about food.
I can go on about this shit. Yeah. Let's just go back to what we're talking about.
Yeah, we'll go back to the interview.
This is your wheelhouse.
Yeah. And that wheel happens to be my belly.
That's a tire.
So Homeland Security said that the threats that the hackers, wherever they are, because they're not really saying where they're from.
Mm. North Korea.
Isn't that like, is it definite?
Yeah, okay. They said they're from North Korea.
What do you mean hackers?
People that hacked the Sony email.
Yeah.
They're from North Korea. They did it because of this movie.
Okay.
And they wanted to...
They're from North Korea? Yeah. My question is this. Did they actually hack from North Korea, or did they hack in the States and they are from North Korea?
Yeah, they don't tell you that. They just say it's
North Korea. It'd be nice to know, though.
Sure. They said there it's North Korea, that people from North Korea that hacked. Now, whether the government knew or not, that's... Who knows? They're not telling us anything.
Well, yeah, apparently...
Why would they take out a company that's basically... made from their end of the world?
Because they don't want them. Apparently, it looks really bad on their president or whatever he is.
He's a fucking cock.
Yeah, he's an idiot. I mean, he's...
Bomb me. I dare you. Fucking gook.
So they... they said, you know, some theaters bailed out, then a little bit more than all of them did.
Right. It was a domino effect.
Yeah, it was just like, boom. And then Sony was like, yeah, no one's ever going to see this movie. It's never coming out.
It makes me want to see it more.
Right? And everybody wants to see it more because of that. So then all the movie theaters, in place of playing The Interview, were going to play Team America. And then Sony said, no, you're not allowed to do that either. So they pulled all of them out as well.
See, I don't understand that. Nobody made a fuss about Team America
when it first came out.
And I would think that would have been way more.
I feel like it's probably going to be worse. Like, I feel like somewhere along the line, the Interview is going to get out somehow.
It's going to get out.
And everybody's going to watch it and go, really?
They killed him. I mean, because he gets killed at the end.
Yeah,
according to my section of the National Security of America, my source from there,
okay.
North Korea has a division dedicated to cyber attacks.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they deny it, but they know. They know what they did.
Yeah.
They're doing just that. They're disturbing...
Like shit up in Hollywood.
They're disturbing Sony. They're going to try to put Sony... This is supposed to cost them a lot of money, but like Chris said... With insurance and shit, how much?
Well,
are they gonna lose?
Once the theaters bailed, the movie can't make money. Mm-hmm. They can't make back what they put into the movie, so it's smarter to not release the movie and collect the insurance money.
Has there been any statements from any of the actors from the movie?
They were just on Stern and Opie and Jim.
Yeah, and then after that, they canceled.
Right
everything.
After that, they canceled it.
What
I'm saying is, have they made statements about the actual?
I don't think so.
I'm just curious to see what they would say about it. I mean, obviously,
yeah,
I'm sure they wouldn't
was
be happy
on,
about it.
Not Jonathan Stewart, the other, or John Stewart, the other guy.
Oh,
the guy that was on
Colbert.
Yes, he was on Colbert, I think, last night or the night before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're not really saying it. I follow James Franco, like, on social networks and stuff.
Everywhere he goes.
Yeah. And he's... I love James Franco.
Spider's got to go.
And he's acting completely normal. Like, he's not even alluding to anything.
They're walking around.
Well, they already got paid. They're getting paid. They're getting their money.
Like, whether or not it makes him upset or his feelings on it, like, nothing.
They made, but didn't Rogan write the movie? Yeah. So he's not going to reap the profits of that movie.
Right.
Like, I'm sure he got paid, you know, a lump sum.
They're walking around with a lot more security today, as I say that much, because they threaten the group's something for peace, they're called, the group.
I'm a green belt, motherfucker.
They're called something for peace.
Something for peace.
The National Security Council for Peace.
Yes, that's it, of North Korea.
Homeland peace.
And they're threatening violence against the theaters.
Yeah, like they were going to bomb them and shit like that.
But they're peace.
Where were they for the Dark Knight Rises?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
It's just a bunch of slopes that are... just about a bunch of slant eyes that are just at the computer, you know, fucking with shit. You think they're going to come here and bomb?
Slant eyed cocksuckers.
Thank you, Andrew. Yeah, you think they're really going to come here and bomb? It's bullshit. You're letting these people control you from behind a computer. You know, these gamers.
This is why.
Well, I think part of it has to do with the violence from The Dark Knight Rises, when the guy, fucking lunatic, went in as the Joker and shot everybody. None of the theaters.
He wasn't even in that movie.
What's that?
Stupid fuck. He wasn't even in that movie.
I think because of that violence, the movie theaters don't want that shit. They, you know, okay, they're threatening us. It's easier just not to show the movie.
He's stealing my thunder.
Yeah, that's just dumb to me. I mean, I'm sad that our country has caved to a country that's probably not even the size of, like, Tampa Bay. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I'm really upset about that because all it takes is for us to just wipe them the fuck out.
Yep.
Well,
nobody's allies with North Korea.
Right.
And if they are, they need to go too.
Like, you can't even get into North Korea, right?
No.
Yeah.
Unless you're Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, right? What the fuck was that?
He was just a guest of it.
We love Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, we love him.
Yeah. Irrelevant cocksucker.
Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck is he?
Seriously, that's the situation. Nigga.
They're way behind if they think he's irrelevant.
Basketball superstar.
It's like he hasn't even played basketball in like 20 years.
I know, right? Yeah.
He played for Chicago Bulls.
MC Hammer's like, got the number one song there.
Jesus Christ. They probably don't even have it.
Miami Vice, number one new show.
Yes. Love
it. Yeah, you can't just walk in North Korea.
No, I actually kind of watched this documentary. I wasn't paying much attention to it, but it was about, like, what goes on in South Korea and North Korea.
Here's,
it was, like, so fucking depressing.
Here's what I don't understand, okay? Over there, they have an entire movie studio dedicated to movies about Kim Jong-il.
Right.
I don't know if they're still making movies about him since he's gone. But they had movies. They made movies, like, where he plays, like, the hero. And the enemy was always the United States.
Really?
Yeah. So we didn't do anything to them. We didn't say it was an act of war. We didn't, like, make a big fuss.
No, now all of a sudden,
right. Now all of a sudden, they're saying this movie is an act of war because they're threatening to kill, you know, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
And it's like,
and then apparently they succeed in the movie.
They showed the ending on a website today. I was watching it.
Oh, well, that sucks.
Like 20 spoiler alert. 20 seconds of it.
I mean, whether or not it's true.
I honestly thought the whole thing was a joke, meaning, like, I thought that somehow, some weird way that they don't kill him, they end up... It turns out that he doesn't like anything that North Korea does, and he's just going with the flow, and he's like, is that, you know, thinking his dad is nuts or whatever, and he's just trying to, like, you know, whatever.
Just to keep the
family. Yeah, like, I thought it would just be, like, some weird ending like that, you know? I didn't think they'd actually succeed in killing him.
Yeah.
They don't tell you who kills him, though. It just shows, like, a missile going into his helicopter, that's all. It's just like...
Well,
you don't, you know,
regardless, I think it's bullshit.
Well, don't you think that the threats must be pretty massive. If
we get threats, we get threats on a daily basis. Probably every hour, there's a major threat that our national security of America gets, and you know we don't know about it because they don't tell us everything. They only tell us the shit either they want us to know or tell us the shit that we need to know.
Right.
So I just don't see how this is any different. You know, whatever they did to Sony.
Well, because, they, action, I guess, is being... Or I guess it's just what the media is showing us right now, is that...
What did they specifically do to Sony?
They hacked in your emails.
Right.
Okay, and then they released all these emails, and, like, the president, the vice president, they're all talking shit on actors, and there's all kinds
of... movies
yeah,
that want to be made.
Movies.
That's Seth Rogen. He's a real Jewy cocksucker, isn't he?
They don't even talk about him.
No,
it's
they talk about they called Angelina Jolie a talentless, whiny bitch.
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Perfect. I mean, what's wrong with that?
Because she wanted to make a version of Cleopatra that was like insane amounts of like $150 million.
She's a
project.
If she never got naked in Gia, you would have never heard from her.
Nope.
Yeah. And ever since she's adopted one kid from every country on this planet, no one ever wants to hear
from
her.
She should kill her North Korean baby.
Because of this. Does she have one?
Who the fuck knows? Does she?
She's
an Asian.
Yeah. They're all the same.
Yeah, they all
I don't know the difference, man.
Yeah, so they hacked an email, so like they're releasing every day.
So what?
They release actors' salaries.
So what? Yeah. Nobody cares. But we figured they make tons of money. Right. What do you think? They were on the same pay scale as me?
They know now actors are going to maybe not work with the studio anymore. And then some actors are getting paid more than other actors. They're like, wait a minute. Why did I get paid less? So they're calling.
Well, you know what? Then the United States need to shut down all ties with Sony. No more Sony televisions. No more Sony Blu-ray players. Move on. There's plenty of other companies that could take over.
Supposedly, there's going to be something else big on Christmas that they're going to release, too. The hackers.
Like what?
Yeah,
Santa
do
Claus
it.
Isn't
that,
real?
That makes sense. Do it on a day where nobody's watching the news.
Yeah.
Well, the reason why they were going to do it on Christmas Day is because that's when the interview was supposed to be
open.
Released.
So they win. They win.
There's another movie coming out on Christmas. I guess they're real happy about this. No competition. There's another movie being released, a kid's movie, I believe.
I know a lot of people that go to the movies on Christmas. Like with
I did a couple
stuff.
Times. Yeah. I saw the Jim Carrey Grinch on Christmas Day.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, it was a movie about me. I figured I should go see it.
You would be a good Grinch.
You're a mean one.
I love that Grinch. Do you
You're
like
a
that
fat
movie?
One.
Bob, though, seriously, do you like that movie? Like
I
the
do.
Jim Carrey version?
Yes, I do.
So good.
I thought it was very entertaining.
Such a good movie.
Yeah. I just like him. Like,
I love Jim Carrey.
You know, he's entertaining as fuck.
Yeah.
I don't care if he does shit that's corny. I just remember seeing him when he started and up until now it's
he's
like
great.
Almost everything I've ever seen. Yeah, almost everything I've ever seen. There's a few movies I really don't like that he did.
Yeah.
And I didn't like him in it either because he was boring. That movie about the movie theater.
That was such a bad movie. The Prestige or something?
Something like that. Yeah. And then there was another movie I couldn't even make it through. It was something about A Spotless Mind.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, I figured. I was going to say.
Eternal Sunshine of
the Spotless Mind.
That's a great movie.
Yeah, I couldn't even make it. I didn't know what the fuck it was about. It was just about a bunch of two stupid people and a crazy fucking...
It's very...
Trippy.
Arty. Yes, very arty.
Yeah. Artsy-fartsy.
Very artsy-fartsy. I love that movie.
Yeah.
I love it.
And you can't pay me to watch that fucking piece of shit. I'd rather get fucking shot in the face by North Korea.
I'm
going to
go home and watch it when I go home now.
There you go.
I love it.
Let me know how it ends.
I don't know how it ends.
Well, they release, what's his name? Dude that played Magic Mike. The fuck's his
Channing
name?
Channing Tatum?
Yeah, he released, like, he sent an email to, like, one of the
Channing Tate, y'all.
Yeah. You like Channing?
No, that's
from
this is the end. That's what's his name?
Oh yeah, when he's got the
what, the asshole.
Yeah.
I call him Channing Tate Young.
That's it. That's right.
No, do I like him? Are you serious?
Do you have a man crush on him?
Yeah, no. I mean, I know you're into McConaughey. And I know you didn't forget his part in that movie.
You fucking faggot.
All right.
Yeah, he sent an email to them. Who George Clooney sent him like personal emails. And shit, so they're like trying to expose everything, which is, it's like, who gives a fuck? Nobody should care.
And I'm sure it's a big deal to them, but I really don't care.
There's
I just want to see the fucking movie.
Yeah,
it sounds like TMZ is going to hit a gold mine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a one letter that I thought was hilarious. It's like pretty much a love letter, but like he's pretty much begging Leonardo DiCaprio to be in this movie. The like
who is
the president of Sony, and he's just
it's a
like
chick, isn't it?
It was it a chick? I thought it was a guy.
Oh, I think it's a chick.
And it's just going on guy. And on, and like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Please be in my movie.
You are entirely too gay.
And yeah, and Leo didn't even respond to it at all.
He probably it's probably not even his email.
Yeah, they talked a lot about the Jobs movie because like they were trying to make the Steve Jobs movie forever. And then, like, these people kept backing out if this actor was going to be in it. And they were like, that actor's a joke. I forget who it was, though. And then they wanted, like, Leonardo DiCaprio, to be in it. And it was just like, oh, the Steve Jobs movie was the biggest war out of anything on
really?
The email.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, and it's like you settled for Ashton
Kutcher. I was going to say, didn't Ashton Kutcher do it?
Yeah, and I don't think it made any money.
No, because he's a horrible actor, and he looks nothing like Steve Jobs.
Mm-hmm. 97 people turned down that role before they got him.
Steve Jobs wasn't an underwear model.
No.
So why would you get one to play him?
They're not because they tried to get everybody.
They should have got like Walter White to play him. I'm just saying that would have been
a
better.
It was about his like coming up of Apple though. Like I think it was supposed to be about the beginnings.
Whatever.
Not the end.
I don't know. You kind of if you can't get people to play, like instead of settling for Ashton Kutcher, why not put it on hold until you can get somebody you really want?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there's plenty of actors out there.
It doesn't make
there's
any
tons
sense.
Of actors. Why Ashton Kutcher?
Right.
He single handedly ended Two and a Half Men's fucking.
I know he did
shelf life. I mean,
listen. Anybody that probably went in and replaced Charlie was gonna.
Well, you can't replace a Charlie
they
Sheen.
Just ended the show.
But if you were going to get somebody to help change the show and go in a different direction, that was the wrong guy.
Oh, absolutely.
They could have gotten anybody to do that. Kevin James would have been better for that move, for that role. And didn't
I
have
think
to
think of a lot of people.
I'm just saying, like, didn't have to be a rich guy in that situation or whatever.
No, the whole thing was weird. It was bizarre. Right. I remember watching.
What's Emilio Estevez doing?
Seriously.
He was in a couple episodes.
Right, I know. Like, what's he doing?
He was working at McDonald's last week.
I mean, come on. Emilio!
Emilio! He's making Mighty Ducks 10.
I know. I'd rather see Chris Kattan in Two and a Half Men.
God.
It'd be Two and Three Quarter Men.
I'd rather see Ashton Kutcher.
No. There's no reason to ever see him.
The chick's name is Amy Pascal. Her name is. And she sent an email.
Amy Pascal. That sounds familiar. Who's she?
She's like the
actress?
No, she's the Sony Pictures chief.
Oh.
She sent an email to somebody else, a producer, and said, President Obama only likes black movies. It's one of the emails. He was saying how he likes only black movies.
No shit.
Guess who got involved?
President Obama.
Al Sharpton.
Oh.
She had to go and apologize
to
Al Sharpton.
Why does she have to apologize to Al Sharpton?
Because her job's on the line now.
No, if you're going to apologize to somebody, apologize to Barack Obama. What are you apologizing to Al Sharpton for?
Barack's too busy watching black movies to even know what the fuck's going on.
I mean, is that a big shock? A black guy likes black movies?
Yeah, I know. What's the problem? What the problem is?
What the problem is?
Seriously. That's
so
dumb.
Okay, so Seth Rogen did make a statement. He feels betrayed at the studio's decision to not release it.
I would, too, if I was in his shoes.
Stop being a douche. The theater's fucking bailed. What did you expect them to do?
Yeah, they were starting
to stick in there.
They were bailing out. Theater by theater was dropping.
Who's going to reimburse Sony for all the money they put into the movie?
Well, listen, people on the internet, and, you know, it's just whoever, like, you go in chat rooms and stuff and you see what they're writing, and they all had really good ideas to, like, stream the movie online and you could purchase it for X amount of money. Like, there were still ways that this movie could have made money.
Movies make money in the movie theater.
Right, I get that.
But
it's
under this,
than
under this
nothing.
Situation, though, if they had an option.
Yeah. Now, because of everything that went down.
If there was an on-demand option, because there is now. You can actually see a movie on demand before
it's
in a theater.
$15 or something, right?
I guarantee you it would have made a killing, especially because of the press.
Oh my God, I would have paid $15 to see it.
Fucking right I would have. Yeah. It's cheaper than going to fucking movies. And I'm home. I can pause the fucker when I have to take a piss.
Yep.
I have to hold it in like an asshole.
But you looking up all that stuff, they did say it's probably never going to see the light of day, right?
That's what somebody said. One of the articles said you'll probably never see it. But that they haven't said that yet.
Okay. So it's just like someone's opinion. Which is good. I mean, that's promising because I want to see it.
I think it's making people want to see it even more.
I mean, well, I want to see it.
So absolutely
it's,
is.
It's perfect. I mean, they'll wait on it. They'll sit on it. And maybe they will release it later. DVD, stream, something. They'll do something.
Yeah, I hope so. Just because I'm so fucking intrigued right now.
You can't let a bunch of, you know.
Well, we're not supposed to,
keyboard tough guys.
I mean, these are like, they're like terroristic threats these hackers are doing, right?
Yeah, and terroristic.
Yeah, well, that they went from, yeah, the hacking to making threats, too.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know.
It's an attack on, do you consider this an attack on the United States? Like, is this an attack?
I mean, it's viral.
It's a threat.
It's a threat. They can do it to anybody, really, apparently. You can hack into Sony, you can hack into...
That's not true.
No?
Sony's not the fucking government. If they hacked into the government, I'd be worried.
I mean...
Fucking hack into Sony. Some fucking kid who's on his way to fucking MIT could hack into Sony.
Well,
I mean, Home Depot got hacked this year. Like, big companies get hacked. What they need to do is up their fucking security.
Exactly. That's all it is.
I forget. There's a number about the government. There's per time per year that they can sense when they're getting hacked.
They know how to good firewall.
Yeah, yeah.
Firewall.
They need Barracuda firewall.
That guy ain't shit.
See, Obama thinks so too.
Oh, they're trying to get in there, but you know, the government. You're right. The government's totally something totally different as far as security. But you know, Sony, Sony, Home Depot, Lowe's, all that shit.
Yeah, they hacked the White House. All right.
Yeah,
you got me. I'm nervous. You know, that's something I'd be worried about. Sony. Fuck out of here.
So what? You got a George Clooney email?
Fuck. Piece of shit. Give me something juicy. Something I can actually fucking...
Yeah, man.
Really have fun with, you know?
Yeah, it wasn't
like an Obama fucking talking shit on somebody. You know, you shouldn't be talking shit on that. That'd be awesome. You know, like if you know how like the president has to meet like certain athletes when they win something? I'd love to hear him just trash one.
He called Kanye West an ass before. He's a jackass.
Nice.
And it got caught on
somebody caught audio. It was when the whole thing with Taylor Swift. Yeah.
You know that guy ain't shit.
And somebody said, you know, that it was before the interview had started, but they were recording. And they're like, you know, Kanye West, the Taylor Swift thing. And he's like, ugh, he's a jackass.
You ain't my bitch, nigga. Shit's getting way too complicated for me.
They won this round, these cocksuckers.
See, but that's what pisses me off. It's like, why don't we do something back? Like, why does it have to be like they? Because you realize, like, over there, they're probably having like a parade throughout the entire country right now.
Oh yeah,
they probably look at it as a they won a war with us.
God, really?
Yeah, because they were able to shut down the most popular country in the world, the most like money making country, the most popular country. Basically the ambassador of the world. You were able to intimidate them into a corner and make them your bitch. Yeah. That's exactly what they did.
They consider that an act of war.
There's no sugar. Well, I consider what they did an act of war now, I think we need to go over there and fucking kill some yellow people. You leave piss on your toilet seat? No, you clean that shit up, you throw it in the toilet, and you flush. Pieces of shit.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the president should just come out and say, listen, you guys threatened to blow up our movie theaters. If so much as a fucking kitchen fire starts in one movie theater in this country, we're going to wipe you off the fucking
map. Whoa. Movie theaters have kitchens?
They make popcorn somewhere.
Yeah, right there behind the counter. I didn't see no kitchen. If I knew there was a kitchen, I'd be asking for something different.
Come on, dude. Pretzel bites. I got to make them somewhere.
They do them right there, dude. You see them in the little fucking stupid glass case.
Oh, my God. At the Lowe's in Cherry Hill, they make, like, dinners.
Yeah. Burgers.
Oh, the London broil. See, this is the time where I actually miss George W.
because he's so fucking stupid and out of his mind, and he had such a wacky fucking following of people, we would have went to war with North Korea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He would have fucking did something about it. That's the one time. This is the one time I've ever said this. Probably be the last time, too, that GW would have fucking went apeshit. He would have said something stupid, that he was trying to say something, you know, encouraging, but it would turned out to be stupid. But because we had all those other fucking clowns pulling the strings on him, we would have done
He's
some
got
shit
a set
back.
Of balls on him.
Yeah.
He does.
Welcome to America, what? Asshole.
I mean, you say he's got a set of balls. It's not like he's the one going over there. He's sending other people over
he's
there.
Still well, gotta, he's still got
to
make
But he's got decision. A set of balls to send other people
yeah,
over
exactly.
there.
I mean, it's easy to say yes, I guess. That's a war. We don't need anything from them other than to get that motherfucker out of office. You know, and he can't even fucking. I don't know how they would fight that war.
You know, my girlfriend was worried. She's like, you know, I'm worried that they're going to do something and this and that. And I'm like, listen, I was like, no matter what they have, you know, weapons of mass destruction, whatever they got, they don't have nearly the same amount of shit we got.
Right.
Because while we're so busy going around from country to country all around the world telling them to fucking disarm themselves, we're stockpiling on them.
Right.
So I don't care what anybody said. And that's another reason why people hate this country, because we're hypocrites.
Yeah.
Yeah, put your gun away. Click. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, that's really what it comes down to. So if it ever came down to it and we had to go to war, believe me, we're fine. I mean, yeah, there's going to be casualties, but we ain't losing to those fucking pricks. It's not happening. Yeah, you know, what are they going to do? Are we not going to notice fucking three Asians in trench coats in a fucking movie theater before the lights go out? Come on. Everyone's going to turn the fuck around and go,
I can't see his eyes. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Not just that. I can't see his hands. I can't see anything. I just know he's Asian. He's got the straw hat on. VC, VC, VC. It's like a scene from Platoon.
Ding dong. Wait, Shuma! The nudge, Nate! The Gigi!
Ding dong!
Is that Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie Sheen.
Winning.
He's such a pussy in that movie. What are you doing? Leave him alone. Yeah, I think we should do something about it. I think we've been wasting so much fucking time building sandcastles for the last 20 fucking years in a place we should have never been in to begin with. And we should be taking out the real threats, like Iran, fucking North Korea. We need to take those motherfuckers out. Don't get me fucking in office. Ain't no troops going to be supporting my decisions. I'm sending the whole fucking lot of them over there. I just don't think it's right that we have to bow down to them. I mean, that's exactly what we did. Not us literally, but as a nation, as a country, you know, as a country that few other countries in this world actually look up to, we're a big fucking pussy right now. We're a huge gaping cunt. Because we just took it up the ass dry.
So you think all the other countries are laughing at us?
Absolutely. Especially the ones that hate us. Oh my God. They're probably all fucking sitting back.
So, yeah, all they got to do is cyber hack
but that's,
something.
Right. You know, like I mean, you know, listen, you got to give the fucking camel jockey some credit. They had the balls to actually do something physically to us. Because they don't have a fucking computer over there. You know what I mean? The only thing they hack is their lungs right out. But, you know, North Korea, really? You're going to let them cyber terrorize us? Get the fuck out of here. We need to fucking do it back. You know, we should have I'm sure we have our own division of cyber terrorism that we do to other people. I was just thinking about this the other day. We could literally solve all the problems of terrorists in like one day. We could do like a major hack and fucking wipe out everyone's like financial information overseas in places that we war with, and they're done. There's nothing they could do about it. We could take them all out one click, one point and click. I don't know why we don't do it. I really don't. It's weird. I think there's like some weird fucking like there's like a rule or something. It's like the no hair pulling thing. No cyber terrorism. You know,
yeah.
That's like below the belt apparently in war.
But that's the best way to fucking do it, man. If you wipe out, like, all the bank information, you know, like, through a computer hack, and nobody knows where their fucking money is, like, as far as, you know, mounts and everything, account numbers going.
I don't think these guys in the desert have a bank to keep their money in.
Don't, you know what, you say that, but there's the majority of the richest people in the world live over there. So,
yeah, don't they have, like, basements filled with people that, gold bars?
But I'm saying, well, yeah. No, they have, like, offshore accounts, like, you know, Swiss bank accounts and stuff, in case something happens.
Yeah, like, Bin Laden had all kinds of different offshore.
Yeah, but that's because he owned, his family's fucking billionaires with the Bush family. They own, they have similar interests. They have oil companies together. Yeah. You know, they have those companies that make, like, tanks and shit, like a Halliburton type company. Mm-hmm. They have similar interests. Mm-hmm. So, you know, don't tell me they don't have bank accounts. Do you think they carry large gold bars when they want to pay for shit? Yes, two oranges here. Yeah. No, they don't fucking slap a gold bar on, you know. Like, they use a fucking credit card.
Yeah, change of a gold bar.
Yeah. I scrape off a couple shillings. Yeah, that's enough. That's $20. But, yeah, it just, it doesn't make any sense. They have the same thing we do. Rich people, people with money, have same shit. They have cards and, you know, credit cards, debit card, whatever, and even checks. But, you know, if we wipe them out, there's nothing they could do.
Yeah, they should hire Tyler Durden to do it.
Right. Or the one bad guy in the, what was it, like the 17th Die Hard? It was Timothy, what's his face? Elephant. Wasn't he in it? Who was the bad guy in that one? The one where they fucked up all the cyber terrorism shit.
Yeah, but I don't think he...
He was the bad guy.
Yeah, but I don't think he was the mastermind behind it, was he? I thought he was like a secondary guy.
I don't know. I don't remember. Okay. I know he was in it. But I know he was a bad guy, but whatever. So, you know, why don't we fucking strike back? Because I'll tell you what, I don't care what the if there's like a miracle, excuse me, that the new Star Wars movie that's coming out next year, if there's some new miracle that we like kill Asians or North Koreans in that movie, ain't nothing going to keep me from seeing that movie. I don't care. I don't care if I'm the only Caucasian among Asians in that theater. I want to see that fucking movie.
Yeah,
they can't stop me from seeing that movie. So. You know, okay, you got your little victory, even though I think it's horse shit. There's no way we should be scared to do something in our own country. That's bullshit that we've gotten to this point.
Yeah, I know.
Sure
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I think we should go Hiroshima and Nagasaki on them.
I totally agree. It worked the first time.
I'm sick of their bullshit, man.
It worked the
we
first time.
We got enough problems in our own country to deal with that fucking bullshit.
You see how nice the Japanese fucking people are to us now? White man. They fucking love us now. They love, me love you long time. That's where that shit, you know.
We destroyed them and we built them back up.
Exactly. Yep. Made them a little less yellow. We had a little milk to their urine.
The good thing about North Korea, if we destroy that, to build it back up, all we got to do is plant a couple trees and we're good.
Just throw a couple roaches in there.
Some huts.
The North Korean people...
They want him out. There's no way they want him.
There's literally like a fraction of a percent of people that are behind this guy and that government.
They're poor. It's a poor country.
Everybody else... forget poverty would be a step up from where they are.
Yep.
You know, they get killed for stupid shit over there, you know? So, we'd be doing them a favor.
They're behind us. They're behind us. There's not that many people. They'll never come out and say because they'll get killed, like you said.
Absolutely.
There's people that want him out and will be happy as shit when we go in there.
Unlike all the other dictators we've killed, this one people will actually be happy about.
Yeah, I don't think we would invade them. I think we would just destroy them and then build them back up.
You know, what I'm saying is,
take over.
We need to send like a SEAL Team 6 in there and just fucking, you know. Take out the oon.
Seth Rogen and
James
Franco.
Yeah. It's retarded.
Maybe Barbara Walters can go in there.
Bored them to death. What possessed you to
kill your aunt.
Did he?
He just killed his aunt, yeah.
You're shitting me.
And then he's executed his aunt for some stupid.
He killed his girlfriend.
These cookies are terrible.
Yeah, he killed his girlfriend for a while.
I said oatmeal raisin.
Yeah, his girlfriend got caught watching porn.
And she was famous in their country. She was like a pop star.
They killed her too?
Yeah. By like a firing squad.
How are we not there? How is it that we send our guys over to fucking Iraq and
because he hasn't physically, they haven't physically done anything to us.
They fuck, they didn't. They just did it. They physically hacked our fucking.
They don't have oil.
There you go.
No, they have technology. That's good enough for me. Let's take all their fucking laptops. Take their
laptops.
Take their all the other Apple products. No, I know you're right. They don't have oil, but they have weapons of mass destruction. We just take them too.
And do you think, and maybe it's just me just thinking into things weirdly, but like, don't you think it's weird? So this is all going on, and then like Barack Obama today is just like, yo, I'm making peace with Cuba.
Is that what he said? Is that what he said?
Yeah, I mean,
America, I'm making peace with Cuba.
But no, that happened today.
Hashtag fuck the NK.
Yeah, like. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's weird how everything works out. Like, it's like, oh, let's, this sucks. But wait, like, we haven't been friends with Cuba in like 50 years. But now,
he's gotta,
now we're going to be.
He's got to do whatever.
Like, it's weird.
He's got to do whatever he can to save whatever dignity he has from this horrible.
Yeah, but everybody cares more about this goddamn movie. Like, I was telling him, like,
I understand.
I'm like, yeah, Barack made peace with, like, Cuba. And they're like, really?
It's not there
It's only been 60 years.
Yeah, it's not there yet, but it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Lift the embargo?
Lift the embargo.
Yeah.
And
well, what's his name's out, right?
Who?
He's dead, isn't he?
They don't know. Yeah, they don't really know. Nobody knows.
Really?
Dead. Yeah.
Castro, they don't know if he's dead or not. He looked like he was dying for a while. And that was a few years
20
ago.
20 years ago, he looked
no,
like
no,
he was
like
dying.
A few years ago, he was really in really bad
We're still
shape.
Trying to figure that out.
Yeah, but then they had thought that other people had gotten plastic surgery to look like him. And
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
by
like
that.
They weren't really
you
sure.
You ever see the movie with Borat with the dictator? They find the dumb one.
Yeah.
Good news, we can get Cuban cigars soon.
Dude, you can still get Cuban cigars.
I know. Yeah.
It's almost as easy as getting weed in this country. Yeah,
Cuban pitchers won't have to fucking swim across the ocean to get here.
Exactly.
They'll just sell them to us.
Well, I don't want no more fucking Cubans coming here either.
For baseball?
We get them anyway. We're not restricted on them.
They fucking smuggle them out of the country to get them here.
They won't have to take boats.
I honestly don't understand. We should just lift the embargo, but we shouldn't let any more of them come over. They completely changed fucking Florida. Florida's like one big banana boat on the fucking map.
That's what's going to happen. They're gonna hop in a floating trash can and just fucking float on over. And all they got to do is touch land, and then all of a sudden.
Well, listen, I'm not for opening the floodgates to let them all, and I'm saying bring some pitchers over.
Yeah, I don't want them.
Lefties, preferably.
The Phillies can use a third baseman. Like, let's go.
You know what? That's just a fucking another reason why this country sucks. We can't even produce a decent baseball player anymore. We got to go elsewhere for the most boring fucking sport on the planet. Sad. It's fucking sad. Yeah, just lift the trade embargo, but that's it. Your Cuban cigars.
Travel there.
Like, wants to go to Cuba. Go to Florida. It's the same fucking thing. Go to Miami. It's Cuba.
Yeah, it smells just as bad.
Yeah, it just smells like a
fucking
trash can.
Miami's not only Cuba. It's Haitian. It's, you know, what kind of
thing? Then it smells worse.
Oh, yeah. A little Haiti?
Go to Cuba. Fuck Cuba.
Cuba.
Era Cuber.
Cuber.
That's what he used to call it. Cuber.
Yeah.
He couldn't say Cuba. Era Cuba. I was like, what? Cuber?
Weren't they like
Cuber
seconds?
Taxi.
Weren't they seconds from bombing us? Like,
Did you ever see that documentary?
Yeah.
That's where that movie 13 Minutes comes from, derives from. Dude, we were like 13 minutes away from getting fucking pelted with missiles from Cuber. I mean, that's scary. That's fucking scary.
Cuber.
Fucking Obama's worried about Cuba. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking idiot.
That's what I mean. It's weird. Everything's weird right now.
You know what? To be honest with you, I can't see any future president fixing the mess that we're
in.
It's
going to be a long time.
I mean, it's Bush's mess. Now it's Obama made it worse. And this next person's got to come in here. And
well, the Bush supporters say it's Clinton's mess.
No way.
Clinton was a fantastic president.
Hold on a second. Listen, I'm not saying they're right. I'm just saying this is their view. Their view is Clinton started the wheels turning of turning everything into shit. And by not doing certain things to prevent what's happening now, that's what fell into GW's lap. And then GW did what he could, and then whatever spilled out of his lap into Obama's lap.
I don't believe that for 1 minute.
I don't either.
It's not. Our economy is so much
better. You have presidency isn't just one person that's different. It's regime change.
Absolutely.
It's not one guy. It's the entire fucking...
President doesn't make the final decision.
Exactly.
Everything changes.
Everything changes.
Absolutely.
When a Democrat wins the presidency, the Republicans win the House.
Yeah.
And vice versa.
Which is a waste. If you're going to vote, you either vote all one side or vote all the other side. It doesn't make any sense.
Nothing gets done.
And don't even get me started with sides because... I'd like a two-piece with biscuits. No, don't even get me started with sides because I think it's bullshit that in a country that's supposed to be free and you have the right to choose whatever you want, we only have basically two choices. I mean, technically we have more than
two
choices.
There's always a lot on the ballot, but they don't...
But Democrats and Republican are the two main parties, and they're the two main ones that people focus
on. Well, this is where we as Americans need to do our part and research and see who the other candidates are.
Research all you want. That's not the point. The point is the backing, that the financial backing that Democrats and Republicans get.
Absolutely.
To put them out in the media.
Too much. Yeah, it's too much.
To have them do debates. You know, they leaves all those other mini parties behind.
To have them go kiss black babies.
Right. That's the issue that those other parties have, is that they don't have the financial support from their constituents to get them into the main spotlight. You know, you see all these commercials like, you know, this commercial was supported by the Bush, whatever.
Yeah.
Did you ever see, one of those side parties have a commercial?
Just once.
Man, it was the Tea Party, I think, right?
No, what's his name?
Ross Perot.
Oh, well, yeah, it was his money.
Because he was an oil tycoon.
He's a fucking multi-billionaire.
He could do it.
Yeah, but I remember.
Let me finish.
I remember watching that debate and being like, it's so weird to see three people debating.
And they always let one loon in.
And it was Ross Perot.
Well, he's the one in that one, but the last one was that...
Nader?
Well, no, he's another one. But the very last... debate that they had, the one loon was the old guy. Was it not Ron Paul? Is it Ron Paul?
Rand Paul.
Ramdass.
Rambo. I like the presidency.
Right. I think it's Paul.
Anyway, it was an old guy who actually had really great points, but he fucked it all up with his fucking craziness.
Yeah.
Because he'd be like, you know, what we need to do, he had this awesome plan for healthcare. Right. Excellent plan. It would have benefited everybody. And then he turned around. He's like, well, what we also need to do is we need to make sure that we have open communication to other life on planets. What are you talking about, you fucking weirdo? Like, fucked it up. You sound like an absolute fucking Einstein genius.
Well, like, that's just not really important right now. Like... I mean, it's important. We always have open communication to other life forms.
But you don't specify it
on a date. A debate.
So what do you like to do? I like to talk to aliens. On a date. Well, I like long walks on the beach, talk to extraterrestrials.
No, but we do. We have the Voyager just floating around, chilling, communicating.
Whatever. We're not really communicating with anything. It's just out there.
We are in case it hits anybody.
Jesus Christ.
I don't even know how to respond to that. It's craziness. Are you sure it wasn't you up there?
When is the next presidential election, though?
Got to be close to...
Is it 2016?
Hold on a second.
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're elected in November of 15, and they don't start until 16.
Next November is
the primaries. Or next year is the primaries, and then November is the election. But they don't actually get sworn in until, like,
the beginning of the.
I don't know.
Next following year. So in 2017.
No. 2016. No, 2015. They start doing the presidential.
They'll get the. They'll narrow it down to the final.
Right. Oh, shit. Right. Okay. And then by November of next year, I think they vote the president.
They vote whoever's going to run, Democrat, Republican, things like that.
If I'm not mistaken, I could have sworn.
Oh no!
They elect election the president. Day. Yeah, but they elect the president. Like
in January.
No, in
the
November.
Are in November,
right?
He's sworn in January.
Yeah. Hey, that's it. That's what I'm trying to say. So next November is the election, but he doesn't actually start his new job
Until
or
January.
Her new job because everyone thinks it's going to be Hillary.
I mean, I would vote for Hillary.
A lot of people would, but. What's hurting Hillary is Obama, because some people just look at, well, Democrats aren't cut out for this. We probably do need Republicans to fix this mess.
Yeah, but they if they're smart, then they realize that the House is Republicans.
But that's going to change,
you know
what I mean? Too. That shit's going to change, too.
What
it's
do you
not
mean?
Just...
The rules are changing?
No.
No, but I mean,
that doesn't stay. It doesn't stay that way. There's going to be an election for that as well. Like, so what happens is whoever wins... The opposite will probably end up winning the House. So it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, I guess.
Yep. Again, nothing gets done.
No. It's a stalemate.
I mean, I guess
and nothing gets done because if it's a Democratic House, they don't want to make a Republican president look good. And if it's a Republican...
Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what it
because
is.
Because they know if... You know, if a Republican president does all these great things in 8 years, you're going to get another Republican president.
Right.
Because why fuck it up?
The shit's broken. They need to do something.
It
well, that's
broken.
That's the whole point I was trying to make earlier. Because we basically have these two choices, they're not necessarily – you can't pick the lesser of two evils because it still makes it evil.
Yeah.
You know? So what we need is something that's game-changing.
Right. We need to vote for Rob Sprantz.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That would be – I don't know how that would be.
I can guarantee you we probably won't have a spot anymore. Too busy for this shit show.
You're listening to The Other Show on the Glory Hole Radio Network. Glory Hole Radio. Doc.
Glory Hole. Forgot to change that.
Everybody have to be walking around with shitty accents and razor jerseys.
Fuck. Pick up the Thune. the system's fucked up, and we're going to suffer from it for the rest of our lives because it'll never change in our lifetime.
It just seems like it's getting progressively worse.
Of course it is. You know why it gets progressively worse? Because of inflation, because of different necessities that we're running short on. I mean, at some point, we're going to have to change the way we use energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we're destroying everything inside. I don't know if this fracking thing is really...
It seems like it's not a good idea.
That's what it seems like, but there's people that are just so for it. But ironically, the people that are for it are normally Republicans, which is weird. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is weird.
So...
I have a question about, gas in general. Okay.
And Sherry.
I'm sure you guys are going to make fun of me or think that I'm crazy or something, but...
Yeah, we're due.
I don't know. She got pretty mad at the beginning of the show. Watch what you say to her.
Well,
it's because you keep playing that fucking awful sound bite.
Stupid bitch.
I mean, come on. At some point, it's going to get irritating. He's got it queued up. Look at him.
You fucking asshole.
Evil motherfucker.
So, about a month ago, whenever the gas was not as cheap as it is now. It's insanely cheap now.
It's going to get even cheaper.
All right, we'll say November, right before election.
They said we might actually drop below $2.
Okay, good.
Some parts in the Midwest are actually below $2 right now.
Fucking Clinton prices.
Yeah, no seriously.
Wow.
So I keep track of how many miles I get per gallon. I have it on my car.
Mm-hmm.
Geek.
Shut up.
Dork.
So in November... Every time I filled up my car, I got 386 miles to a gallon.
Good.
Fine. November, all like that. In December, is...
Wait, 386 miles per fill up.
Per tank.
Yeah,
I was like, per gallon. I was like, whoa. We have a scooter? I get 70 miles a gallon this time.
Totally redeemed yourself.
So per... per fill up of gas.
Right.
And I always just fill up my car. I never just put 20 bucks in.
Right.
So over the in December, mm-hmm. I've only been getting 362 gallons per
Wait,
gas.
Wait, what?
You're using your heat more.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm like, why am I getting gonna say, so I think much you may, less gas?
I thought you were going to kind of reverse this equation. In other words, you were going to tell me how much it was to fill up the tank whenever it was before, as opposed to now, it should be less money. You're spending less money to
I'm
fill up
I'm spending less money, but I'm getting less miles per gallon.
Well, yeah, you got your heat blaring.
I didn't realize that. So fucking thank you. That's been driving me nuts.
Yeah.
But how come when I fill up my tank and I don't have the heat on, and it automatically goes to 362 instead of 386?
When was the last time you had your car serviced?
November.
Okay.
Talk to your local mechanic.
Because I used to, before that, only get 384 miles per gallon. Or per fill up. Then it went up to 386.
Well, maybe they didn't fill the tank up.
Yeah, you know? So that, I didn't really think
that's also a possibility too. Some places they don't top it off.
And
when
that's
the thing
fine.
Stops, they just take it out.
Right.
And then they put the thing back. But
yeah,
some
they pull
places
out too soon.
Right. Some places will actually ask you, you want me to
and
top,
it,
top off?
It off? Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, and the shit will go. I mean it'll keep going.
I always get topped off. I always ask for it. So
out of my face.
It's dropped over 20 miles.
Yeah, like, I mean, I would say it has to do with the heat as well. I think it definitely has to do with
the heat. But wouldn't it automatically go to 386 while I'm sitting there?
See, that's what makes me think it might be something wrong with your car.
That's what makes me think there might be something wrong with the gas.
No.
No.
Like
no.
They're watering it down or something.
Well, that's not going to change
and
anything.
And that's why it's cheaper.
No, that's not going to change anything in your what your tank reads or whatever, because
yeah, whether you put piss or gas in there, it's going to read it as full.
Right. But here's the thing, though. If they're watering it down, your car is going to have some serious issues.
You're going to get pings and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cheap gas.
Yeah, you're
I
gonna
always
have,
get my gas
you're gonna
from
get knocks and fucking all kinds of shit.
I always get my gas from Wawa.
Okay, so do I.
Yeah, because that's where I heard that's they have the best gas.
It's close to me. That's
so something could be wrong with my car.
It's possible. You could get a diagnostic check, just see what's wrong, if there's anything
just
wrong.
Ask
a mechanic. Tell them exactly what you told us. They'll probably tell you what it could or could not be.
Don't let them fucking charge you for any bullshit. There's nothing wrong with
no, you got to know. I'm sure you know somebody with all the people you've blown.
See how her face is completely. Wait, what? Just show a piece of side boob and let's
look at that side boob.
I actually have a friend that's really into cars. I'll ask him about it.
There you go. That'll
but I was
work.
Thinking, I don't know. I had stuck in my mind that like something's wrong with the gas.
Nah.
I doubt it.
Okay. And it's like, is that why gas is so cheap? Because they're fucking with it?
I guess
look
cheap.
At that side boob.
No.
It's closeout gas.
Yeah. They're getting ready to move the station. They got to get rid of every last drop. Yeah, that's probably all it is, miss. I wouldn't worry about it.
Your car runs smooth, right?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
There's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you probably don't beat the shit out of it either. You
I drive it a lot, though.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
I don't beat the shit out of it at all.
Cars are meant to be driven.
Yeah. Thanks, Einstein.
Yeah. I mean, I've only had the car a little over a year.
Feet are meant to be.
Yeah, I've only had the car a little over a year, and I'm at like 51,000 miles.
I mean, it could be anything, you know, that it could be a lot of different reasons why it's happening, you know, why you're not getting the same amount of mileage. It could be anything. Okay. I definitely think the heat
no,
has
but what she's
to
saying is her car's not reading.
I get that.
With a full tank, it's telling her she's getting 20 miles less.
I just think they're not topping her off. They may say they are, but they're not.
I watched them do it today. I specifically asked them to.
Maybe your car's smart and it knows that it's cold outside and you're going to be using your heat, so it adjusts.
Could.
Shut up. Are you being serious?
Cars have computers.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. I thought you were
They're like robots, man.
That would be awesome.
No, right. They
I mean,
are.
Like they make thermostats for your house that learn your habits.
Welcome,
and
Missy.
Adjust the temperature based on your habits.
Okay.
I mean, it's possible.
I don't know. I'm going to talk to my friend about it because now I'm like, I definitely never.
Yeah, I mean, your car is basically like a computer almost. It's like a hybrid, half car, half computer.
robot.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Good morning, Missy. Mm-hmm. Your ass feels extra squishy today.
Yes.
Our car was made by Skynet. Yeah.
Turn the heat on. You're losing viscosity. Get out now. Go. Go to the Wawa.
Get to the Wawa.
Get to the Wawa. Go.
The computer knows. And yeah. She gets in there. It's like, I see you're on your period.
Oh my God.
Would you like to go to Rite Aid?
Adjusting temperature. One nipple is hard.
Oh my God. You guys.
It smells like rusty coins.
Oh, come on.
Would you like the air freshener? Oh,
come on. Man. Don't be gross.
Your nose going there.
I smell fish.
Oh, God.
Ow.
Should I roll the window down?
Radio deactivated. Too much Kings of Leon.
Radio will self-destruct.
Hoodie Allen cannot compute. Cannot compute. What is this garbage? Oh, fuck. Son of a bitch.
Recalculating. It won't let you go to the tattoo parlor. I will not let you do this. Animal paw is not necessary.
Let's see if I... No, it's not going to work. I was going to do like a robot voice.
Yeah, just scroll through them off.
Yeah, we'll just waste time.
Holy shit.
Animal paw.
Animal paw, not necessary. Animal paw. Will not make you make another mistake. Long night of drinking. Have extra deodorant in the glove compartment.
Leave your purse in the car so it doesn't get stolen again.
Oh, no.
Stop going to gay bars.
Recalculating.
No.
Stopping at the closest trailer park.
She hops in the car by like 10:35. Missy, ass is not wiped clean enough. Passenger ejection seat for when she gets a ferret. Okay. For ferret safety, will eject. 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 Eject.
Never.
Yeah, there's no need for airbags with you.
Hey.
And you got boobs.
Oh.
Airbag shut off.
Holy God. I could only imagine. She'd never be able to go anywhere because she'd be talking to her fucking car all the time.
I would.
Especially if you were like drunk or high or something.
I wouldn't be driving.
Like, well, you'd be sitting in the car for like, you know, I need someone to talk to.
I need someone to talk to.
I was talking to Siri the other night.
Do you have a name for your car?
Yeah.
What is it?
Dexter.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Great. Hopefully he doesn't murder anybody.
Your car has
hey,
car.
I won't.
Your car has car. A different meaning when it says dark passenger.
What kind of molignons are these?
You black motherfuckers.
I detect a pigment differential.
The wide nose having motherfuckers.
Shit.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm dying. Oh, that was fun. See, 5 years. We finally get to use this thing.
So that's it. We're done for 2 weeks.
Yeah, man.
Last show of the year.
2014.
That's right.
We go out with a whimper.
As usual.
As usual. Yeah, it sucks, but what are you going to do, man?
Maintain.
New year. Anybody have a resolution that they actually are thinking about?
Fight the good fight.
Keep fighting on, fighting on.
I'm going to get my teeth fixed.
Really?
Something wrong with your teeth?
Why? What happened?
I just have a bunch of stuff wrong. I'm going to dedicate the next year to fixing it.
This one's going out to my teeth.
That, I made dedicating. It. I made it. But I have a friend that's going to help me, so.
Wait, you have what? A friend that's going to help you fix your teeth?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is your friend a dentist?
He's an
he's
no,
a, he's,
a,
what were you going to say?
He's a mechanic.
She was going to say something. What were you going
to say? Surgeon. System? He's an oral surgeon.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. He's going to hook me up.
Just lay back.
What do you mean, like cavities and shit?
No, just, you'll see.
I'll see?
Yeah.
She's going to get a grill.
I'm just going to have different teeth.
You're going to whitened?
I'm going to get different teeth.
You're getting your teeth replaced.
I'm going to try.
You have the money for that? That's expensive. You're talking like, what is it per tooth? It's fucking crazy.
It's expensive.
It's like per tooth. It's like
a couple grand per tooth.
Yeah. I have a deal. I've gotten a deal.
Uh-oh. What the fuck kind of... You got to talk about this.
300 a tooth I got.
Oh, my God. Whose fucking head did they pull it out of?
No. Oh, my God. He is a good dentist. And he said
good working.
No, he's good.
You and this is one thing you don't have to... There's a comedian that talks about this exact thing.
Teeth?
That his dad, you know, he's like, because, you know, Italians always have a guy for something, like for like a car or whatever. I got a guy for that. So his dad goes into the dentist and the dentist's like, yeah, it's going to cost about $5,000. $5,000? No. I'll tell you what. I'll get the tooth and I'll pay you for the labor cash. I'll pay you cash.
Yeah.
Like, that's what you sound like. Like, you got a guy for teeth?
No. Yeah. He's
you got,
my
what are you
friend.
Getting, like, black market teeth?
No.
$300 is quite a fucking discount.
He is one of my very good friends.
You know
and
what?
I had a long drunk talk with him once in AC, like, last year. And
was he drunk too?
No. And I told him about things about my life and my...
That has to do with your teeth?
Yeah. And the way that I feel about my teeth and things like that.
I never see anything wrong with your teeth. What's wrong with your teeth?
They hurt. All the time.
They hurt.
Like, I've been here before when I had a toothache.
Yeah, sensitive, right?
What do you not have the enamel? Is your enamel gone? Is that why?
No, my enamel's fine. My teeth just hurt all
probably
the time.
Got cavities and...
Listen, I go to the dentist more than anybody in this world.
From drugs?
No, remember, I explained this to you guys.
What
was it? You don't even listen to me.
Well.
They think that I was pregnant and the baby stole all my calcium. Remember?
Give me that shit, bitch.
Were you pregnant with a black baby?
Or a gay baby? But
you were pregnant?
They thought that I either was pregnant or
detecting low calcium.
Come on, I told you guys this. You don't remember?
Vaguely.
Okay.
No, I don't remember.
Miscarriage, abortion, or I had a child. And I was like, no, none of those things have ever happened. And they said, out of nowhere, I got this insane calcium deficiency.
So let me ask you something. Why is it that just your teeth hurt?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
Just
then.
My teeth hurt.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense because if your baby stole your calcium, you wouldn't just have pains.
I guess my bones would hurt.
Yeah.
I don't think my bones hurt. I mean, are you? Right? Are like, you? I don't have arthritis or anything.
Do you have osteoporosis now because of your calcium deficiency? Are your bones weaker?
I don't think so.
Well, then it's kind of weird that it's just isolated to one part of your body.
Listen, I have no idea.
I'm just saying it's weird.
Okay. What did you say? Osteoporosis.
Osteoporosis.
I've never broken a bone in my body ever. So I don't know.
Okay, well that doesn't... That
like
doesn't
how do you mean, get tested for that shit?
I don't know what the test is, but I know they can test you to see if you have osteoporosis.
No, I know that, but a dentist wouldn't.
A dentist could tell if your teeth are weak, if you have weak
teeth. I have weak teeth.
Right.
And I have a calcium deficiency.
If you have a calcium...
And I'm lactose intolerant. I'm very fucked up.
So if you have a calcium deficiency, it's not just your teeth that are weak. It's your bones as well.
I guess.
So I guess your bones could probably break easier than it would if you were normal.
Possibly.
Maybe it's not that like progressive yet. Like, you know.
But why is it that her teeth are the only thing that's affected by her calcium deficiency? It doesn't make any sense. Unless she has, you know, low tooth enamel.
I don't know.
That's something that I have from acid reflux. It wears off the enamel. So my teeth are a little more sensitive now than they've ever been. Like now when I drink something cold, like my back tooth is like, you know, because I know from all the acid reflux.
That happens.
Right. So.
Yeah. My whole top front teeth, they said, are fine. Like the enamel's perfect on them. But the back ones are all the ones that hurt.
They're probably the ones that have the low enamel.
They said that it's a calcium. That's legitimately what they told me. Okay. That I have a calcium deficiency. It was the last dentist that I went to. But that's my goal anyway, is to get my new mouth.
By New Year's or?
At least get it started and
have some major progression.
But okay. No, it's going to be.
So your new
mouth
is going to consist of new teeth. All of them new or just the ones that hurt?
I would like all new teeth.
Because you know that the new ones are going to look different from the old ones.
It's impossible to match them. The end game would be to have completely new teeth at the end. Probably not within the next year.
Get them capped.
I'm definitely going to get some capped. But
yeah, get them like the dude in Something About Mary. How's my stomach taste, she says. Like that guy. Yeah, you got to get them like that. That would be great.
Yeah, but I'll get
have a whole new outlook on life.
I don't want anything that's going to change like my mouth, like my voice or anything.
The teeth aren't going to change your voice. It might change your speech, like as far as how you.
Yeah, it'll make you speak English.
Well, no.
Maybe
like,
I'll speak.
No,
I'll speak.
No. No, if anything, you might have a lisp.
Oh, awesome.
Or you can have like, you know, a TH kind of lisp, like a suffering fuck it head.
Like Mike Tyson?
Yes.
Like the cable guy.
Yeah. Like the cable guy, yeah. I'll juice you up. Wow. Well, that's a hell of a resolution.
Thanks.
Good. I hope it works out for you.
Thank you.
This year, my New Year's resolution is to have a new mouth. That's different. I've never heard that before. You definitely get style points on that one. Yeah. Never heard that. I don't think I'll ever hear it again either. My New Year's resolution is to get a new mouth.
Yeah, I go against the grain.
Yeah. I would say so. Yep. I don't have a New Year's resolution.
Neither do I.
You don't do it though, right?
Every year I try to.
Oh.
And I usually quit by the third. So I was like, you know, like.
Do you make it on, like, I mean, it's 2 weeks away, so do you have one now? Or are you thinking about it?
I haven't thought about it so far.
Makes sense.
I'm sure as I get closer to it, I'll probably think of something. But it'll be the same thing it always is, lose weight or smoke or stop smoking, and neither one happens. Usually it's the opposite, smoke more, gain more weight. So, you know. Maybe I should start slow and be like, don't gain any more weight, you know, instead of trying to lose it.
Maybe you should, like...
Die.
No.
Kill myself.
Like, replace something small.
My penis?
No, like, is that coffee you're drinking?
Yes.
Do you put sugar in it?
No. Not this one. It's already got sugar in it.
Oh.
It's one of the flavored ones.
Like, you can, like, switch something.
I change my underwear more often.
Like, I don't put sugar in my coffee anymore.
Oh, no? That's good.
I started that a couple
months ago. I only have, like, one coffee a day, except for Thursdays. I'll have one in the morning on my way to work, and then Thursday night I usually stop and get one.
I was getting a little crazy and drinking, like, eight at one
point.
But they were small, like, 8-ounce cups.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I've only been drinking one. I just don't put sugar in it.
That's 2 liters of fucking coffee a day.
That's insane. Yeah. Yeah, I don't do that anymore.
It's fucking nuts.
It's about what I drink.
Really? Holy 2 liters of coffee a day? Holy fucking shit.
Okay.
No wonder why you had fucking...
That's why I started making it, dude. You know how much money I spent a day on coffee?
Jesus Christ.
No wonder why you had fucking kidney stones.
Well, that was a couple of years ago.
Ah, but still. Yeah. That'll catch up to you, though. You'll probably have it again another year.
Awesome.
Or so.
Can't wait.
Hey, man, usually when you get them once and you don't cut back on caffeine and shit, yeah, it'll happen again.
My grandpa used to get them, like, rampant.
I'm pissing stones. I can't stop shooting rocks out of my dick. It's like a BB gun with balls. You gotta shoot your eye out. Yeah. All right. Let's wrap it up.
Chalk it up. Best one of the year.
Thanks for listening. Have a very Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. We will not be here for 2 weeks. That's Marco, not me. Make sure you go on riotcast.com/Jersey Jerks. Check out our page. There's a little button on there. It says donate. If you're feeling festive, if your New Year's resolution is to give to the poor, anything like that, do it up. Also, you can download the Riotcast app and listen on your iPhone or iPad. You can listen to all our old shows if you miss us. We'll see you soon. Deuces.
Peace.
Stay up.
Bye, nigga!
Old St. Nick's got bourbon breath. It's so cold you could catch your death. A cop sold me some crystal meth. It's a merry fucking Christmas. Everything's so Christmassy. The streets are twinkling with frozen pee. My priest just sat on Santa's knee. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other chick religion. Crappy toys flying off the shelves. Midgets dressed up to look like elves. Spread good cheer or burn in hell. It's a merry fucking Christmas. All the kids go to bed each night to dream what Santa brings them. Unless they're Jewish or Muslim or some other gyp religion. Crackling fires to keep me warm,
and my collection of Asian porn.
Cradle my bells and work my horn. It's a keep on trucking. Last year sucking, midget chucking, slap the puckin'. How much wood can a woodchuck chuck in? Merry fucking Christmas!
Ho ho ho!
Shut up.